Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Any kidnapping victims inside my suit pockets?
You crooked cops need to stop it. There are no kidnapping victims in my suit pocket. Let me ask you another question. Is there 1,000 pounds of weed in my suit pocket? Is there 1,000 pounds of weed in my suit pockets? You crooked cops need to stop it. There's not 1,000,000 pounds of weed in my suit pocket. Let me ask you something else. Any kidnapping victims inside my CD? Any kidnapping victims inside my CD? The Adams County Sheriff Department, you can get these. There are no kidnapping victims in my CD. How many pounds of weed are inside my CD? How many pounds of weed are inside my CD? Adams County Sheriff, you can get these. How many pounds of weed did you find in my CD? Why are you stealing my money? Why are you stealing my money? You represent the law and it's funny. You're stealing my legal work hard every day. Pay taxes money. The sheriff is connecting my cameras. The sheriff is connecting my cameras. The sheriff should be locked up in slammers. The Adams County Sheriff Department disconnected my cameras. Did you have to traumatize my kids? 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 Will you pay me for doing me wrong? Will you pay me for doing me wrong? Will you pay me for doing me wrong? Or will I have to get paid from this song? How you think they gonna buy this, man?
Sound. So if it sounds like a party, it's a party. I realized that stuff wasn't getting done, you know, like I'm doing now.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
It was funny to me.
It's amazing. It's like Billy Joel if he was stoned.
It was rap. It was comedy. It was incredible. It's like
mom has got it going on. can I come over after school? After school, we can hang around by the pool. Hang by the pool. Is your mom dad back from her business trip? Business trip. Is she there, or is she trying to give me the slip?
Fountains of Wayne. Okay, what's this computer want to do? No. Okay. Hang on, let me back it up just a second. Okay. It's Monday, goddammit. What can I say? I'm trying to start a fucking show. Oh, Gunslinger, I see you're still have that vendetta against Firefox News Online, which, yeah. Yeah, the show sucks anyway. So anyway, his show completely bores the fuck out of you. And he's mean to his guest. He's not nice to nobody. So, not a show I want to be on. Or near. Anyway, check this out. There we go. Let's try this one out.
Kevin McCarthy has finally, after a number of deals, become the Speaker of the House, including reducing the Pentagon budget. But why is the Pentagon budget so high, twice as high as it was during an actual war? What's going on in there? Hello there, you 6 million awakening wonders. Thanks for joining me on this voyage towards truth and freedom. Turn on the notification bell and subscribe right now in case the algorithm of certain platforms guides you towards mainstream tripe instead of the ripe, fresh, real deal that we offer you here. If you're watching this in the United States of America, you'll be well aware that Kevin McCarthy has just become Speaker of the House, the third most powerful person within the US political system, and that it was a protracted and complex process to get him there that involved making deals with hardline Republicans, which means sort of Trump supporting Republicans, who advocated for a reduction in the Pentagon budget. Why is it that the people that are regarded as the hard right, and I'm just talking about the mainstream perspective on these people, are the only anti-war voices. Has the establishment become so co-opted? Has the liberal establishment ultimately become part of the war machine? And if so, what does liberalism mean? What does democracy mean when these kind of deals are getting done? And why are we not being offered genuine democracy, where we're offered the opportunity to talk about the vast amount of money that's spent on a war machine in a country that, according to them, isn't even in a war?
His changing relationship with President Trump, from frostiness to warmth, has fueled accusations of a transactional and malleable leader driven by the pursuit of power more than any specific ideological goal.
Fit right in then. That's all of them, isn't it? Let's see what's going on. Kevin McCarthy agreed to a series of concessions that have been criticised by both centrist Republicans and Democrats in order to win over hardline Republican dissenters in his House speakership bid that took 15 rounds of voting. McCarthy agreed to cap discretionary spending at the levels they were at the beginning of the Biden administration, which could reduce national defence spending by $75 billion, which could be regarded as a positive thing, and not that long ago would have been regarded as a left-wing talking point. That would have been the purview of the Democrats. You know, peaceniks. You can't keep having all these crazy wars, man, going over foreign countries and telling them how to run their world just in order to prop up the military-industrial complex. That's now the job of, like, Trump supporters. The proposal will no doubt face serious headwinds from more hawkish members of Congress, especially given that this year's Pentagon budget boost easily passed both the House and the Senate. Regardless of the outcome, the proposed deal highlights a significant shift in Republican politics that has taken place in recent years. As Bill Hartung of the Quincy Institute told Responsible Statecraft, GOP lawmakers often gave the Pentagon a pass when they talked about curbing big government, but many Freedom Caucus members now seem determined to cut the military down to size. Those of us that grew up concerned, for example, about the legitimacy of the Iraq war would never have imagined that it would be the Republican Party, let alone the right of the Republican Party, that was advocating for less military expenditure. It shows you now that liberalism has become the new conservative elite, that they have been co-opted by the financial industry and the military-industrial complex, and that the renegade voices peculiarly are coming from the right. Whether or not you agree with their social ideology, and I know that a lot of you will and a lot of you won't, it has to be said that the Democrats are now the party of the establishment. This is by Chris Hedges, available on his Substack. The Democrats position themselves as the party of virtue, cloaking their support for the war industry in moral language, stretching back to Korea and Vietnam. All the wars they support and fund are good wars. All the enemies they fight, the latest being Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping, are incarnations of evil. The photo of a beaming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Vice President Kamala Harris holding up a signed Ukrainian battle flag behind Zelensky as he addressed Congress was another example of the Democratic Party's abject subservience to the war machine. So I suppose that in order to serve a war machine, you have to justify the conflict, you have to simplify the narrative and say that these people are egregious villains with malfeasant agenda, and this is like a benign, benevolent kind. But, you know, usually life is a little more complicated than that, and the route to war is more complex, and my suspicion is involves capital and finance and profit. There once was a wing of the Democratic Party that questioned and stood up to the war industry, but that opposition evaporated along with the anti-war movement. The opposition to the perpetual funding of the war in Ukraine has come primarily from Republicans, 11 in the Senate and 57 in the House. Several, such as Marjorie Taylor Greene, unhinged conspiracy theorists. That's what it requires. This lust for war is dangerous, pushing us into a potential war with Russia and perhaps later with China, each a nuclear power. It is also economically ruinous. The monopolization of capital by the military has driven U.S. debt to over $30 trillion, $6 trillion more than the U.S. GDP of $24 trillion. Servicing this debt costs $300 billion a year. We spend more on the military than the next nine countries, including China and Russia, combined. Military spending next year is on track to reach its highest level in inflation-adjusted terms since the peaks in the costs of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars between 2008 and 2011, and the second highest in inflation-adjusted terms since World War II, a level that is more than the budgets of the next 10 largest cabinet agencies combined. So I suppose that power of the American war machine is more powerful than the next 10 countries combined and the next 10 departments within the US political system combined. In a sense, it is fair, and you tell me in the comments if you agree with this, to regard America as essentially wrapped around a certain set of interests that can be tracked financially that all of the subsequent cultural artifacts and apparent political procedures seem to, regardless of who is in office, lead to this enhanced expenditure. And I suppose that's why it's interesting that the right of the Republican Party is the only place where you would find anti-war radicalism, even if it isn't underwritten in the way we might previously have understood it, by sort of long hairs and flowers down the barrel of a gun, but more a kind of libertarian unwillingness to spend American tax dollars on foreign wars, or perhaps even more precisely, extract American tax dollars from ordinary people and put them into the hands of corporations. And I, as a person that would not that long ago have regarded myself as a sort of left-wing person, now I don't think that either of those wings have any validity, can see the rationale in that argument. Let me know in the chat, let me know in the comments what you think. The Democratic Party, which under the Clinton administration aggressively courted corporate donors, has surrendered its willingness to challenge, however tepidly, the war industry. Our conversation with Glenn Greenwald took us into that territory in depth, where Greenwald explained that since Clinton, the Democrat Party has been the party of the establishment. That means that their ties to enterprises that transcend democratic procedure, like the financial industry, the military industrial complex, are so entrenched that ultimately they cannot operate at the service of ordinary people because they are owned. They have been co-opted by transcendent interests. On the eve of every congressional vote on the Pentagon budget, lobbyists from businesses tied to the war industry meet with Congress members and their staff to push them to vote for the budget to protect jobs in their district or state. This pressure, coupled with the mantra amplified by the media that opposition to the profligate war funding is unpatriotic, keeps elected officials in bondage. These politicians also depend on the lavish donations from the weapons manufacturers to fund their campaigns. So in a sense, it is ultimately theater. What we participate in every 4 years or at the midterms in your country amounts to just the sort of shuffling of personnel that will ultimately fulfill the will and interest of the organizations that fund them. So even to call it a democracy at this point is kind of ridiculous, because you can't meaningfully impact or manipulate how your money will ultimately be spent. So you find yourself in a position where you have to think, well, how can I extract myself from that system? What do I do if neither of those parties suit me anymore? If my interests are not represented on any level? And of course, none of us really have time to think like that, either because of financial and economic pressure or because we're being continually agitated by what's commonly known as the culture war, forgetting that most people have more interest in common with one another than they do with these elite institutions that are vacuuming all of your resources into a centralized pool, and where their ability to prohibit that is being continually curtailed.
In a quarter state, stage drama took place as the rest of America marked the anniversary of the 6th of January attack on the Capitol.
If the reality is that the movements and decisions made in Congress is ultimately determined by the expenditure of the lobbying industry and the financial interests of the people in Congress, which I would say is pretty clear that that's what's happening, why all the sanctimony and sentimentality? Oh no, January the 6th, oh, putting up a new board for Kevin McCarthy. Just leave up the old one for Nancy Pelosi. It's going to be the same sort of deals that go on. Instead of Apple, it'll be Raytheon. Instead of Facebook, it'll be Lockheed Martin. Who cares? Who do you think is ultimately benefiting? How is your life going to be changed by what takes place there? We've just heard how it truly functions. Oh, January 6th, that was a terrible time. That's where we do some of our best corruption in there. Oh. Bridges, roads, levees, rail, port, electric grid, sewage treatment plants and drinking water infrastructures are structurally deficient and antiquated. Schools are in disrepair and lack sufficient teachers and staff. You sort of forget, don't you, that there are different ways to organise society. There is different ways to spend money. There are different ways of empowering communities and the individual. All this is forgotten in a giddy blur of too much information, so much propaganda, so much that it's impossible to discern that, oh, I'd probably break these budgets down, empower states and communities within that state, elect democratically how to spend that money, allow people to culturally live however they want to, that's right wing or left wing or religious or irreligious or whatever, just live a more localized life. Unable to stem the COVID-19 pandemic, the for-profit healthcare industry forces families, including those with insurance, into bankruptcy. Domestic manufacturing, especially with the offshoring of jobs to China, Vietnam, Mexico, and other nations that you're supposed to hate, collapses. Families are drowning in personal debt, with 63% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. These are all issues that could be altered and resolved in a true democracy. There isn't nothing you can do about that. There's a clear process of the extraction of wealth taking place, and we just have to be distracted from that with bombast and bludgeoning and terrifying information and an inability to critically think. Seymour Millman, who coined the term permanent war economy, noted that since the end of the Second World War, the federal government has spent more than half its discretionary budget on past, current and future military operations. Half of all of its money, so half of it goes on everything else. And half of it goes on war. Well, we're not in a war. Yeah, but what about past wars? And we are in a little war. And what about future war? What is this? Christmas Carol? It is the largest single sustaining activity of the government. Right, that is the business of government. The military-industrial establishment is nothing more than gilded corporate welfare. Military systems are sold before they're produced. Military industries are permitted to charge the federal government for huge cost overruns. Massive profits are guaranteed. For example, this November, the Army awarded Raytheon Technologies alone more than $2 billion in contracts, on top of over $190 million awarded in August to deliver missile systems to expand or replenish weapons sent to Ukraine. You better believe that war's important, baby. You better believe that Putin's evil and that Zelensky's like, might as well be Joey from Friends. Because if you try and look for any more complexity than that, you might start thinking, could you build us a school? Or something, or at least half a school. No, you can have none of a school and two web systems to Zelensky. Hey, how you doing? Despite a depressed market for most other businesses, stock prices of Lockheed and Northrop Grumman have risen by more than 36 and 50% this year. I wonder if any people in Congress have invested in them. Tech giants, including Amazon, which supplies surveillance and facial recognition software to the police and FBI, have been absorbed into the permanent war economy. Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and Oracle were awarded multi-billion-dollar cloud computing contracts for the joint warfighting cloud capability and are eligible to receive $9 billion in Pentagon contracts to provide the military with globally available cloud services across all secure domains and classification levels from the strategic level to the tactical edge through mid-2028. So we know roughly when that war will end. Foreign aid is given to countries that requires foreign governments to buy weapon systems from the US. The US public funds the research, development and building of the weapon systems and purchases them for foreign governments. Such a circular system mocks the idea of a free market economy. You pay for it, you develop it. But when it comes to the profit, that's the bit where it disappears. You're with it all the way. So we're going to be developing some missiles. Oh, God, that's good. That's fascinating. And now we're going to be selling those missiles. Oh, great. Good luck. And now we're going to be dropping those missiles on, broadly speaking, innocent people. Oh, nice. Nice work. Great. And did you make any money on that? Mind your own fucking goddamn business. January the 16th is round again. It's the WEF Davos Convention. And that is why we are presenting the WEF Royal Rumble. Join us for an extended stream where we'll be looking at Klaus Schwab and all of his crowds from around the world.
All right, I'm going to cut that right there. Russell Brand, he's a good comedian. But, you know, what can I say? But anyway, the whole point is this thing much yet. That's what the topic is tonight. But I got another one clip I'm going to throw up here. Then we'll open up some phone lines here in a minute. But, this is, you know, like the whole concept of this fucking system we live in is a fuck you process. You're being fucked any way you can. It doesn't matter. If you notice how you get charges for different shit, you know, these certain fees, you know, the paper fee or the processing fee or whatever fucking fee they can fuck you with a PP. Get it? Fuck you. So they're going to take your money, whether you like it or not. They're just going to take your fucking shit. And that's what they're doing with all this money. This is one. This is something here about Adam Schiff. So let's take a look at this real quick, and we'll get to the phones and do what we do.
Investigations.com and the New York Post. Paul, thanks so much for the time.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Paul, I got to your column and saw your name. That was banned from Twitter as we get more and more exposure on what exactly was taking place before Elon Musk bought it. But just real quick, on the exposure of the fact that we now know that the former vice president, now president, had classified documents in a closet, what's your reaction?
Well, it happened last year. This was the same time that he was ordering his National Archives director to turn over the boxes of presidential records that Trump had given the archives, turn it over to the FBI so they could investigate Trump. Here he was doing the same thing. He was squirreling away, harboring presidential or vice presidential records, White House records that included classified documents, classified at the top secret, sensitive, compartmented information level, which is one of the highest classification levels you can have. And he was, you know, going on 60 Minutes saying that Trump was totally irresponsible in doing exactly what former vice president was doing when he took his records there and put them in his private office. Total double standard here.
Well, let me ask you, I know he had another office, I think, at another college, supposed to be the Biden School of Government. I'd be very curious to see what else. And do you think if the FBI was really doing its due diligence, since there's a pattern, there might be a pattern, maybe they, as Trump recommended, they should raid more of his houses and see what other documents are out. The National Archives evidently didn't know it was missing. Paul, you write in a column last week that you came home from your vacation to find an interesting email waiting for you from Matt Taibbi. And Matt Taibbi came out and was asked by Elon Musk go through this communication from the previous owners of Twitter, at which time, what did you find out, Paul, about what happened to you thanks to Adam Schiff?
Yeah, so Adam Schiff demanded Twitter ban me. This was in November 2020, secretly sent a letter to them pressuring them to ban me from the platform. And 3 months later, I was banned. And Twitter promised him in the memo that Taibbi released, thanks to Elon Musk. They promised Schiff that they would, quote unquote, review my account for suspension. So I think this explains why Twitter could never give me a reason for my suspension, even though I broke none of its rules.
They never give you a reason.
Nope. We tried every which way. Emailing, calling my editors, everyone trying to figure out why I was suspended. They would never give us a reason. That actually breaks their own rules. If you look at their rules, they're supposed to give you an explanation.
But when you make your own rules, you can break your own rules, and there's nobody to enforce your own rules.
That's right.
Especially
right.
Because what you did, well, every column, every time I see your name in a column, I go, this is going to be something I don't know. And you got such a you're such a hard worker. You got some such great sources. You legitimately do investigation. For example, you point to the column you wrote where you outed the whistleblower in the impeachment investigation of President Trump. Could you explain who that was?
Yeah. So Schiff didn't like the fact I outed his anonymous whistleblower as a partisan Democrat. He's a holdover from the Obama White House working in the Trump White House. And he also didn't like the fact that I exposed the whistleblower's prior relationship with the key member of Schiff's impeachment staff. They were huddling before he even filed his complaint. So that was very suspicious that the whole impeachment thing was not organically developed. It was part of a partisan political operation headed by Schiff. So I was kind of a thorn in Schiff's side. And he was angry. My stories went viral on Twitter, and he tried to silence me and remove content, which is outrageous censorship by a powerful government official. Like he was the head of the House Intelligence at the time, and he was sworn to protect the First Amendment and free speech and the press.
Well, it's nuts to think that he had that power, and the fact that he did it to you means he's done it before.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not just Paul Sperry. You got to think that he's done this other people.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. That there's much more to this story. There'll be other documents found, and I'd like to know if there's text messages between his chief of staff and Twitter, and they probably had phone conversations that we don't know about. But you're right. It's outrageous. It's infuriating. Schiff interfered in my ability to do my job as a journalist. For 2 years, I wasn't able to promote my stories on Twitter or break news on Twitter, or even access information on official government accounts.
So are you going to take any legal action? Have you thought about this?
We are exploring legal options, including defamation, with a watchdog group. So stay tuned.
So I want you to hear what what Matt Taibbi told Tucker Carlson last week, because as he'll explain his point of view, and the fact is, I think we're the only network that seems to care about this. Let's listen.
I don't know where they're all coming from. I mean, it's been pretty weird. I've gotten threats and, there's been harassment and all that stuff. But that comes with the territory. I'm not going to complain about it. But certainly the press backlash has been all of the same type. I mean, it's been remarkable to see how they're all using the same language and everything. It's almost like they got a memo from somewhere, which is incredible. I don't know how they think this isn't a story to see screenshots of, where it says the FBI has asked you to look at this and this and this. That's not a story. I don't know any journalist who would look at that and not think that a real journalist would look at that and not think, well, that's cool. That's interesting. We got to learn more about that.
I mean, he's astounded. And from his perspective, he goes, I've voted Democrat. My family's been Democrats all their lives. He indicates he's from the left. But he says journalism is journalism. For people to walk right in and see all this untapped information that you get rid of the public. Isn't that why we got in this business?
It's completely disgusting and reprehensible that the mainstream media, the Washington Press Corps, has blacked out this story completely, the Twitter files story. This is one of the biggest stories of this century. And, you know, Schiff is particularly, because this is the first evidence that a government official has gone after a working journalist directly targeted. So Schiff's, you know, this wider effort to muzzle the media, it's a huge story, and yet the Washington Post and Politico haven't touched it, or CNN. And that's just outrageous, because this is media censorship. They should care.
You know, if I found out that Senator Ted Cruz was doing that to anybody at CNN or anybody at Washington Post, you have to take my word on it, I'd be just as outraged. I'd be like, what is he doing?
Right.
I mean,
you've got
to be kidding me. Number one, it opens yourself up with all this criticism. Number one, you should never be doing that. That means you're insecure about your message, that you got to go make sure no one gets it out. What are you hiding? And I would feel the same way. Do Democrats understand that it's not going to end here? You're going to think, for the most part, it's Republican conservatives that have been suppressed, but it won't end here. So Alex Berenson came out yesterday. He was asked to handle the next trench, at which time he finds out this about Scott Gottlieb going out of his way to stop a tweet from Brett Giroir, the former FDA director, who came out and was saying that, you know what, natural immunity is as good as the vaccine. So he went out of his way to say, we got to get rid of it. It's problematic. Listen to Berenson, Cut 17.
Finding out that Gottlieb, who was the former FDA commissioner, and is a board member of Pfizer, which obviously has an enormous financial interest in the vaccine, was also pushing Twitter to suppress people he didn't like. Not just me, but in one case, a fellow Trump administration appointee who followed him as the acting FDA commissioner later in 2019. That's how much Scott Gottlieb and Pfizer didn't want discussion of the vaccine.
And he gets $340,000 from Pfizer because he's on their board. And they made $42 billion from the vaccine. I mean, that's unbelievable that a doctor would have that lack of ethics.
And it's actually your immunities, their natural immunities, actually. These studies have proven this over and over, that your natural immunity to COVID is actually stronger than the vaccination immunity.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, he was right. I was even forgetting about that. He was actually right, let alone... Right. Because he's not saying what you want him to say, he's wrong. And that's what's going to be the next thing to come down, Paul, the COVID-19 revelations. You don't want to get ahead of yourself, but I have a sense that if you have a distrust about Anthony Fauci, that's going to be inflamed shortly.
right.
Anthony Fauci
really hurt themselves because there could be stuff.
Anthony Fauci got a lot of that
bigger,
little fucking
and
gray-haired cocksucker.
Sworn off the-
All right, let me kill that clip because it's getting boring. But Anthony Fauci, that kind of stopped me right there. Wow. That little gray-haired fucking four-eyed fucker. Yeah, he caused all this shit. You know what I'm saying? He just fucking, wow. He is fucking just evil. But anyway, I'm going to crank on this one phone line I got lit, you know, because I don't get too many listeners. God damn, using the wrong mouse. Thought I had a sender fucking attack at me. Oh, God. Oh, God, Jesus, help me. Save me, Lord Jesus. Don't let that happen to me, mother. Fuck me. Don't let that happen. Don't let it happen. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Hey, gunslinger, what's happening?
Shame on you, Ron. You're pulling a George.
It's for the comic sense of it all, man. It's worth a million, you know what I mean? You know, to play that kind of retard. You know, I'm just an actor. I just play him on TV.
A definitely good retard, no doubt.
I see you're really on his shit list tonight. What's up? Did he rub you or something raw? Or did he do something to fucking piss you off even more? Or is he still
no,
doing the silent trigger shit?
Just a general fucking deal. I mean, I'm going to haunt that motherfucker till hell freezes over.
Yeah, I got you, brother. Yeah, fuck. I listen to his Rumble shit. And he had, what, No Way on there and, you know, Cherokee Rose. Not on there, but, you know, listening.
So, just listening, yeah.
Yeah, he has nobody to talk to. Nobody wants to really talk to that guy.
Yeah, you know, can you blame him?
You don't make no sense. Shit. You don't make no sense anymore, you know. Right, right. Yeah. Have you heard anything from Mikey or Boyd or anybody?
No, not a peep. Not a peep from either one.
Wow.
The other Mike Peters in New York, he posted on Core a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I see that every once in a while. There was a picture of a clock or something up, shit like that.
Well, I think he said he bought a suit of arms, you know, that like the knights
suit of armor.
Used to wear. All that.
Yeah, right, suit of armor,
suit of armor.
Right.
And
yeah, I've seen that too.
I posted in there. I said, I'll send you a case of WD-40 because you might need it.
Yeah, exactly. Grease shirts and a grease gun. Yeah. He mentioned something about somebody renting his apartment or something, or his, you know, where his pizza place was. I seen he posted that.
He said that he knew somebody that their apartment complex burned to the ground.
Right.
He was going to rent his upper part of that pizza place or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Better than just sitting there being empty, I guess. So.
Right. Yeah, so. Yeah, well, but he never calls in nothing. I guess he's still taking care of his father-in-law, I guess. I don't know. But he's never called me either, you know, so.
I presume. I mean, we haven't heard from Boyd in fucking months now.
No, we haven't. I don't know, man, you know. I have no idea. I don't know what shape his wife's in because she's getting a little, you know, rough there, you know, last time we talked to him. So I don't know again. It's who knows, man. Time does sit to you, you know. Anyway, Roll Tide Dogs. Who is that? Do I remember this person?
I vaguely remember. I mean, once I had to sit there and think about the name Roll Tide Dogs. I mean, that rings a bell somewhere.
Yeah, it does.
And it was back on your show when you was on BTR originally, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was a goddamn many of them there that I can't keep track of all of them.
Oh, yeah, right. I was always flooding, you know, a lot of people, a lot of callers all the time. But, you know, my show was good back then. It ain't shit now, but, you know, I'm back. I mean, I'm back to BTR. And BTR gets more people looking at it. They don't fucking stick around because it's mostly religious shit, you know, on here.
Anymore.
Yeah, there's nothing serious. And if they didn't give me the offer they gave me, I would have never came back. You know, they practically had to give it to me for free. You know what I mean?
There was a lot of political shows back then on BTR.
Right.
They didn't hardly shit now. I mean, you might be able to count them on half a hand for figures.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, it ain't what it used to be, man. BTR used to be the place to be. They outpriced themselves. That's how come they lost so many shows.
Yeah.
Plus, they kept changing shit all the fucking time. You know, fucking with all
this
shit and everything.
Up at the price.
Right. Yeah, when they went to $60 for an hour, suck my dick. Ain't going to happen. That's when I walked way out of there. No.
They go goddamn puff themselves $60 for the guy for
one
fucking hour.
Well, that's what they were doing. I think they realized that.
I think they did. Yeah.
Because when they offered me this at $20 a fucking month or a year, okay, we'll see what happens at the end of the year. If they jack it back up, I walk again. That's all there is to it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how much does it cost them for this show to air? They're making more money. I know they're selling ads on this motherfucker. I know they are.
I don't see it,
but, you know, some people are. I mean, they see ads from this show. And BTR makes it. BTR offers that fucking, you know, instead of that royalty. You know, you get a little fucking couple nickels and pennies of nothing, you know, chicken feed bullshit. But still, they're making money off that, too. But you might as well. I don't blame them. I would, too. No, I don't care about the money part of this. I don't give a shit. Just when they're wanting $40 a month for me for an hour, fucking per hour a show, that ain't worth the money. An hour of a show, I'm getting started. It takes me at least an hour to get my show started, let alone
fucking
that. Yeah,
it takes you at least an hour. God damn.
Right. No, I'm slow and old and retarded. Fuck. They don't have no respect for that. Because I'm handicapped.
No respect.
No Let me tell you, no respect.
I'm more retarded than you are now. You know, today's my birthday.
That's right. I sent you a happy birthday on Facebook.
Yeah, I was saying it there. Yeah.
Did I just say happy birthday, you old motherfucker, or something like that? I know
fucker
it wasn't
should,
nice. You old crippled bastard or something, you know.
That's right.
God damn, I'm allergic to you, Gunslinger.
I know. 50 fucking God. 9, can you believe that?
59? Hmm. God damn. Well, my wife actually was on the 8th. My grandson's was right next to it, right same day. And Elvis's birthday, matter of fact, is the same day, on January the 8th. So my wife was born on Elvis's birthday. And me being in the entertainment business and knowing all the fucking Elvis impersonators I know, and Tony Rory is about one of the number one, you know, Elvis impersonators out there. Me and him used to be really good friends, you know. He gave my wife a kiss. Happy birthday, baby. Let me see. You know, swing my blue suede shoes. And he's from India. You believe that shit? The motherfucker's from India. But he plays like Elvis, man. It's fucking hilarious. I'm like, how the fuck? You know, but he don't
Elvis,
have the accent at all.
A Elvis impersonator that's from India? Wow.
Yes, he is. Yeah. But he looks just like Elvis, man. It's fucking crazy. Yeah, some type of deformity in that fucking bloodline. Matter of fact, that told him that, too. That kind of fucking, you know.
But speaking of crazy fucking things, you know, not crazy Nation Radio, but other crazy things. Did you see that that article that I posted at the Core about that shooting in Houston at the taco place?
I think so. I can't remember it. Okay, help me out. What was
it?
The
is
deal?
Right there in the BTR chat room. Well, this guy was in this taco establishment in Houston. What do you expect? And having dinner or something with a friend of his or whatever. And this individual person, I'll give you the color, just guess.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you know which one.
Oh, the one the guy shot the guy, the robber, and he had a fake gun.
Yeah, 10 times.
Up?
Shot
yeah,
the
he,
motherfucker
yeah.
10 times in the back.
Right. Right, yeah.
As he was walking past the dude, the robber, with his fake fucking BB, it was a BB gun. I guess they said it was a BB gun. And the motherfucker pulls out a fucking tail and unloads into him as he's walking by.
Well, you know,
he needs a reward.
Well, they showed an interview with the sheriff or some shit, chief police or something in that area, and. Yeah, you know, he talked about it and kind of thing. And then I also see an interview with that six-year-old kid that shot that teacher too. You know, they got him in a nut house.
And they can't, don't even know what to do with him. They don't know what to do with him. They can't send him home. He's too young for juvenile. And what are they going to do with him?
They got him in the hospital.
Did what? Can't go to jail. 6 years old going to jail.
I don't know. That's a good. I guess he's gonna have to go back home, one way or the other. But I can imagine they're rifling through that family. They're rifling that mother, mom and dad down the heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? How'd the kid get the fucking gun? Yeah, that would make them liable. That makes them fucking liable for this shit. You know? They're lucky he didn't kill her.
Your kid,
right? He's
just your kid.
And there was another one.
Yeah, there was another one. This was a 12-year-old girl stabbed her 9-year-old brother to death, with a knife. Mm-hmm. And she goes up there and wakes her parents up and said, I just killed my brother.
Can you tell that in Facebook?
Let me see if I put that in there. I think I put it in the Core. Let me go.
Okay.
Let's see where I hit this. Where is this?
So she stabbed her fucking brother.
Yeah.
And
stabbed him to death. And she's 12 years old.
Just because she didn't like something he did, or probably some fucking spooky reason.
Something like it, but Oh, yeah, there it is. Here it is. It's, hang on. 12-year-old girl stabbed 9-year-old brother to death. Yep, hang on. I'll get to it.
Wow.
I will put it in the core.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, here it is. Right there. In the core.
All right. Man, it's warm as a motherfucker today. Man.
Fuck, it got 84 degrees here.
84? I don't think we got that. I don't think we got that hot.
Broke the fucking record of 82 or 83, all right.
Oh, Los Angeles, California. Fuck, that don't shock me, man. Okay. Let's see.
I mean, what the hell's wrong with these goddamn people?
Well, you got to remember, you can no longer spank your kids, man. You can't discipline your children no more. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Including murder, I guess. Because that's what it is, murder. Oh, yeah, murder, you know.
Mm-mm-mm.
That seems like the thing of the deal, the thing of the time today. But
yeah, watch this clip.
Was it able to open up?
Oklahoma. God damn. I don't know. It's, you know, I'm telling you, man. It's getting weirder by the moment now anymore. You know, I mean, like the 6-year-old kid with a gun, that right there off the bat, I blame the fucking parents. That's just a given. You know, that's a simple fucking easy way to explain that. Because the child should not have access to the gun in the first place. Why would you let a 6-year-old little child have access to a fucking weapon like that? And how the fuck that little fucker cock it? You know? Can a 6-year-old kid cock a fucking automatic pistol? Is he got enough strength to pull that fucking slide back? I guess so, you know?
Yes, so.
Or was it already cocked ready to rock? Yeah, it could be cocked ready to rock, you know? Right, which that would be stupid. I can see a chamber, but I can't see the hammer. I'd leave the hammer down. I would put the hammer back. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. It'd have to be a safety on the slide. If it was hammerless,
right,
it would have to be the safety on the slide. Or if it was a hammer,
right,
then the hammer should be down, you know?
Right, right. So that, you know, they're I blame the parents, bro. I have to go back to them. You know, there's a safety in weapons, you know what I mean? You just don't fucking leave a gun like that laying around with kids around. You just don't do it. They don't have no knowledge of it. They don't understand it, you know what I mean? Especially at 6 years old. I mean, they can know what it is. It's a gun. Yeah, I got that. But then they think the fucking toy, too.
Well,
and kids have been killed because of that. You know, thought it was a toy.
Wait a minute, there's got to be something more to this because a little 6-year-old child gets in some type of an argument with a 30-something-year-old teacher, decides to bring a loaded weapon to school, pulls it out, and shoots her.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. What? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, the kid learned something somewhere, what the gun does, what a gun is. I mean, how to aim it,
mm-hmm,
how to pull the trigger. I mean, how did he do this? I mean, you know, it's
right,
insane.
Well, you know, and there again, was it a setup? You know, was it somebody had a vendetta against the teacher or something of that nature?
Yeah.
And tricking the kid to go fucking do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I hate this bitch.
Because
you promise you won't get no trouble, so no big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's a perfect attempt to murder.
Yeah,
Yeah, it is. It is. And it almost killed her, too, because she held up her hand. Like, what did they do? Stop a goddamn bullet? You know, it went through her hand and then into her fucking chest.
Right.
Okay. Like, hold it up your hand and say, stop, bullet. You better stop, motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, it does bring it down some, but, you know, don't, you know.
Well, yeah.
It still penetrate into the chest, you know.
But it's going to go through your hand like a, you know, hot knife going through butter. I mean.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. But it is going to slow it down a little bit. But it's still going to penetrate. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But, you know, man, you know, because you remember that as soon as that fucking bullet hits that hand, it butterflied. You know, it opened up. It was hollow point. I don't know what it was, you know.
Well, I don't know what it was. I don't know whether it was a solid nose or if it was a hollow point.
Right. So who knows?
I think I heard somewhere that it was a hollow point because they had to go in there and do surgery because the bullet fragmented, so that obviously indicates a hollow point in most cases.
Right. Because it didn't hit a hard substance.
But
this 12-year-old girl stabs her brother to death. Why the fuck, you know? Wow, man.
Yeah, what is this? I mean, sheesh.
Well, again, gun, you know, like I said, kids ain't disciplined no more.
They're not disciplined. So.
A kid can do pretty well anything they fucking want, and a goddamn thing you can do about it. And we're going to teach them, they're, again, common core. Let's talk about a common core education. And then the kids can be any gender they want, all kinds of shit, so why not? Hey, fuck it, you know? I'm a boy, but I'm a fag. I'm a woman, so I had to write to shoot that bitch. Because I don't like women, you know. She should be a man. She shouldn't be what she was born to be.
Yeah, I'm a boy, and I can shove tampons up my ass and tampons in the boy's bathroom.
Exactly. I can get pregnant and everything, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you get pregnant, too. Mm-hmm. And I forgot about that.
Yes, I can. Yep. You, too, Gunn. You can get pregnant, too, won't you, bro? Fuck, man. They say it can happen. They really believe this. That's how retarded we fucking are. How retarded people are. I mean, you know what? Sometimes when I see this shit, it comes to the point where I don't want to leave my fucking house. You know what I mean? I just don't want to go outside anymore. I really don't. Because it's so fucking stupid. People who are so ignorant and dumb, you know? That's just like, okay, I'll give you an example. A friend of mine called me up yesterday. Wants me loaning $50. To send to this fucking whatever scammer bitch overseas $50 for cab fare so she can sign documents to get her millions of dollars she's going to buy him a Mercedes Benz. And this shit's been going on for fucking 4 or 5 years. He's gave this motherfucker over 90 grand, 90,000. And
damn.
50 fucking, yeah. So he gets like $1,200 a month in Social Security, okay? He gives it all to him. All of it. Everybody, because right now he gets his check on the 3rd, and today's the 11th, and he talked to me yesterday on the 10th. He's trying to sell me 2 propane tanks for $50. He wants me to go get him an Amazon card and a receipt with it. It really? Fucking crazy? Last month I loaned him $50. I mean, he paid me back, and that was cool. But when he paid me, he cut off that fucking whatever that scammer is feeding him, you know, sucking the life out of him, you know. So
damn.
I told him today, he has a Dodge diesel truck, too, which has a freeze plug out because he didn't have the money to go buy any freeze part during that blast, okay? So he fucked his truck up. So I made him an offer. I said, here's the deal. I'll give you the $50. You bring me the title of your truck signed. And if you don't get the car and whatever this one you get by the end of the month, I'm coming to get your truck. And that's that. You know, fuck you. That's, well, if you're going to let people fuck you like that, I'm going to fuck you myself. I might as well get into it.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Get on the fucking bandwagon.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, fuck. Might as well take advantage
train.
Of it. Yeah, all I got to do is go get a fucking $12 fucking freeze plug, throw that fucking, I got a truck again. You know, so. Fucking idiot, you know. He's a buddy of mine, you know. He's a comrade at arms, you know. But fucker, you know, crazy. Then I had another buddy of mine one time that spent $1,000 on Google cards somebody said they it was ransomware for his fucking Facebook account. Somebody locked up his Facebook account and held it ransom until he gave him $5,000. So he does it. Then he comes to me, how can I get it back? You can't. It's gone. There's no getting it back. You gave it away. That shit's history. It's out of the country. It's in another country where you can't touch it. You know? So them other countries don't give a fuck about that shit, you know?
No.
If they did it in the United States, it'd be a different story, but they didn't do it here. It was done in, like, fucking India or wherever, you know?
Other countries, yeah. That's like where the romance scams are. It's not here. It's in, where's that fucking place called? Where the
Philippines and...
Nigeria.
Thailand.
Nigeria.
Yeah, Thailand, Nigeria. Philippines. India. India's good for it. I mean, I get phone solicitors all the time. You know, my Facebook account has been fucking compromised, all that shit. And that, matter of fact, what happened to me today, they told me my shit was compromised. They spent $2,900 of my money on my Amazon account and using my shit. And I told a motherfucker, what was the name I gave him? Zimbab or some fucked up name I gave him. And I come up with bullshit names for these people, you know what I mean? William Zimbab, that was my name. And they told me that my shit's been compromised, you know, because William Zimbab does not exist. That's not an existing person I know of, you know? And it ain't me, you know what I mean? So, anyway, as he's running his mouth to me and shit, and he was stuttering, I said, here's what I need you to do. Are you close to a Walmart? Here's what I need you. I need you to go give me 5 Google cards with $500 on them each. And come back and read the numbers off to me, okay? So I played their game against them, you know. You motherfucker. You fuck your mother. Fuck you, you cocksucker motherfucker. Blah, 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 blah. You know, cussing me the fuck out, you know. So I'm like, okay, fine. You know, if that's what you want to do, you want to cuss me out because you're trying to fuck me out of money. You know what I tell you? You go give me some goddamn Google cards, motherfucker. I'm the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? You know? What the hey? A team of voices. Okay, hey, I was going A team of voices. Welcome to the show. But anyway, the point being is they, and also the other ones, they call me up and tell me, do you have Part A and B, Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare? Yes. And I, you know, I'll tell them my a weird fucking age. But like, I remember, you know, I'm a radio show host. I mean, I understand remembering it. Because, you know, it's acting. It's an act. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember your script. I remember the dates. I remember the fucking years. It all matches up. So I can't fuck with me. You know what I mean? So what I do is I lead them along, and I get them going and shit like that. And I'm saying, well, what street corner is your mother working on? Because I need the pussy. You know, shit like that. I just simply blow their minds. I don't care. I simply don't give a shit. But I especially like the one, you know, are you near a Target? Go get me some Target cards, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. I mean, this shit happens at least 20 times a day to me on my phone, constantly, you know? But there again, like I said, a friend of mine, I just got a bill from the propane company, okay? They're telling me I owe them $137 fucking dollars just for rental on the propane tank because they're pissed off at me because I haven't bought no propane this year. Well, I don't need no fucking propane. I got 60% in the tank. You know what I mean? There's 60% propane in that motherfucker. And I'm using wood for heat. I don't need propane. You know what I mean? So, you know, 3,000 calls. There you go. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's just out of this fucking world how these people act. I mean, and, you know, you could be on a no-call list. That don't mean dick. That don't. It doesn't mean nothing. No, them motherfuckers, even when they ask you if you're on a no-call list, you know, it's all bullshit. Then you get the robots that call you. Hi, my name's Tina. And I would like to help you with your credit card debt. You know, shit like this. You know, are you the owner of the home? You know, yes. Oh, great. We could really help you then. You know, and I said, well, how much can you fuck me here? How much do you want to fuck me out of? Do you need my credit card number? And then they ask for your credit card number. The last 4 digits of your social security card. All kinds of silly shit. You know what I'm saying? They try to purpose scam. I guess some people actually fall for it because that's why they still do it. If it didn't work, why the fuck would you call them people? Keep doing it. You know what I mean? There's got to be some retarded motherfuckers that actually fall for this shit.
You know, some people would fall for that shit. Absolutely. Oh, hell yeah. They do it every day. I'm sure it's an everyday occurrence.
Right. You didn't read the agreement. Well, most of us don't read the agreement. That's another thing. Other cocksuckers say, well, you know, they're charging me this, and this. And I said, well, did you click on accept? Well, yes. Did you read the fucking, you know, the contract? Well, no. I don't have time for that. Well, you got time to be fucked because you just got fucked because you clicked accept. You know, that's where you fucked up. You know, that's it. People are retarded. And then they blame somebody else. They do. They blame somebody else. It's like today. Here's another fucking example of fucking retardation to me. I ordered some fucking K-cups for Folgers coffee, okay, on eBay. It said 100 cups, $27. 100 K-cups, $27. This motherfucker, as soon as I clicked that bitch said buy, it flipped the page, flipped the script on me, and said fucking 24 fucking cups. I'm like, you dirty son of a bitch, you know? You dirty son of a bitch, fuck you. So I, right, automatically, I went to cancel the order. I mean, instantly. Well, eBay says, well, it's not cancelable. Well, fuck you. Watch me, bitch. I called the bank. Stop. Just stop that fucking payment. And the bank said, no problem. I'll be back in your account in 2 hours, sir. You're fucking right. Fuck these motherfuckers. Then the guy sent me this shit back, you know. He called me an old timer and the old fucking geezer and all that shit. I said, look here, crackhead. Put down that crack pipe. You're a fucking crackhead. You ain't getting no money. I mean, I'm not an old geezer, you fucking douche. And I'm give. What's eBay going to do? Throw me out? I don't give a flying fuck. Throw me the fuck out. You know, I'll just get a different goddamn email password and a different fucking name. You fucking douchebags. So, you know. Yeah, most of them are rude. They can't get rude to you. That's right, man. A team of voices. Anyway. Yeah, man, it's just a crazy system. I mean, any way you can turn around, you get fucked. Like I said, that propane company, that kind of smoked me. Okay, matter of fact, where is this motherfucker? I'll read it to you. I have no goddamn fear. There's a finance company wanting money from me, too. But I don't owe them shit. I'm up to date. Suck my dick, fuckers. Let's see here. It says, y'all. Remit payment only. And this company's out of Texas. AmeriGas is out of fucking Texas. They claim, yes, account balance is $174.10. Invoice amount due is $138.10. It says adjustment credits of $36, which makes it $138.10. So they're charging me $12 a month just to have that fucking tank here. In tank rental, okay? $12 a month, okay? Well, since I have not ordered no propane, you know, well, I was told, I said, I wasn't supposed to be, since I'm using your service, I ain't supposed to be fucking, you know, you wasn't charging me for fucking tank rental, you know, but now you are. So here's the deal. I'm going to empty the tank, fucking tank on my yard. Because they tell them to come to get tank now, then they'll take it out and give me like $1 a gallon. You know what I mean? Fuck me on that too. So that ain't happening. But I'm going to keep quiet. I'm going to pay him the $136.10. And I'm going to say, well, you know, okay, that's fine, dandy. But I'm in the market for a tank. I'm going to look for another tank. I don't want to pay no goddamn $12 a month rental fee for a fucking propane tank. You know, I got to rent a tank for me plus pay you money for the gas, too. So you want to double fuck me, you know. And I very rarely ever turn that fucking furnace on. The only thing it powers is a furnace. You know, everything else is electric in this house. So, I got a fucking country flame wood burner in this bitch. Guaranteed, I don't need no fucking gas. That fucking wood burner will melt you the fuck out of here. Give me that. So, and I got 18.4 acres of wood, so I don't give a shit. I'll never run out of firewood, you know. Plus my son works for a fucking tree company. So what do you want? You know, come on, man. You dizzy motherfuckers, you know. Motherfucker. But it's crazy, though. It's anything you do. As a matter of fact, you know, the tax audits come out today already for this year, for next year, to pay next year. They want to know everything, you know, they want to know everything you got right fucking now. You know what I mean? So, wow.
Look at the article I put in the BTR there. Okay, you know Moderna in the morning. Moderna, right. The one that did the vaccine, right? Then they've announced they have a new vaccine shot for heart failure patients. They're the one causing it, okay?
Yeah.
The heart failure.
Yeah.
Okay. Now they come up with a fucking goddamn vaccine. Oh, you was having heart attacks or heart failures? We got a vaccine for you now. We'll be sure to kill you this time. If the first time didn't get you, this one will.
We turned your blood into fucking gravy, so your heart has a hard time pumping it. You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't get. Well, it's like, you know, gunslinger. I COPD, okay? And I get Benlin inhalers, puppers, thing, whatever the fuck they call, you know. Yeah, yeah. So they take from you. That's right. Whatever they give you, they want twice back. Well, anyway, yeah, apparently my insurance will not cover this shit no more. Okay. And I'm like, okay, well, fuck them. I'll pay cash. I don't give a flying fuck. Well, come to find out that they're saying that I can only get this drug once every 2 months now. And I've been getting it for every month for 10, 12 fucking years. Now, all of a sudden, I don't need it no more. Who the fuck are you to determine this? I called him up. I called the insurance company. I said, which one of you motherfuckers is a doctor that came up with this shit? I need to talk to the motherfucker that made this decision. You know? I want to talk to that cocksucker.
Then I'm going to sue you for practicing medicine without a license.
Well, I didn't say that, but my point is I need to talk to the motherfucker that made this decision. I want to see his medical license. Is he a doctor? You know what I mean?
Okay.
And, oh, you know, Mr. Rex, no, wait a minute, we'll fix it. We'll fix it. Yeah, next week, hour later, pharmacy call. Hey, your script's ready. Fuck yeah. Thought so. But, you know, the point is I don't fuck around. I'll send them a goddamn call. I don't give a fuck who they are. I will cost money. I guarantee it. You can cause these motherfuckers to fucking put out money. And they don't like it. They won't do it. They'll give in. Once you threaten the motherfucker money, they will cave in like a fucking cheap suit. I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with the cops. Same thing with the courts. Once you threaten their fucking money, they don't want to fuck with you, man. They don't want to fuck with you at all. You're fucking you're fucking with their scam, and they don't like it. And that's generally what it is, a fucking scam, you know, all the time, you know.
Well, 99% of the time.
You know? People feel there's nothing I can do about it. They're more powerful. They're more smarter than me. I know nothing, you know. Well, that's because you're a pussy. That's what it is. Motherfuckers are pussies. They're scared to talk to them. Scared to, you know, the fucking, because, oh, well, if I talk to them, they'll cut off all my other shit. No, they won't. No, they won't. No, no. You're a moneymaker for them. They don't want that, you know. And I guarantee if I call the pharmaceutical company that makes this product and you told them, well, you know, my insurance just cut me off because your shit ain't no fucking good. They'd send me cases of it. You know what I mean? Just to keep you as a customer.
Sure, sure.
I mean, they give doctors samples all the fucking time. I mean, tons of them. Mm-hmm. And some doctors give them fucking samples out of patients that they fucked out of it, you know? It's nuts, man. It's crazy.
Well, it's all about the money control. And when you control the money, you control the population.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, you control
really
people. Absolutely.
Control the people. I mean, because if you know, this is the biggest scam that man has ever invented in man's history is government. Okay, and their scams, taxes, tax on this, tax on pussy, tax on dick, tax on that. I mean, everything is the biggest fucking scam in fucking history. When clearly in the Constitution it doesn't say anything about fucking taxes. Show me. Show me in the Constitution where it says you got to pay taxes.
It does mention taxes, but it doesn't mention income tax, all these other fucking taxes.
Yeah,
it mentions
have
like
a basic
one,
tax.
Which is sales.
Yeah,
like a sales
one,
tax,
a
like that.
I think
yeah,
it's a sales tax or whatever it was. Okay.
Right.
But not
right,
the other
right.
one. But not the other one.
No, fuck no, no. Matter of fact, I got my state audit because Missouri has personal property tax. And since I'm a business owner, they sent me one for my business too, okay? Well, it hasn't been in function in 2 years, the business isn't there. You know what I mean? I don't have it open to the public no more. But they want me to audit. What do you want me to audit? My tools? You want to charge me for my fucking tools? You're going to tax me because I own tools? Really? No, I don't think so. That's where I draw the fucking line.
If they could.
Fuck you. Huh?
If they could, they would. If they could,
exactly.
They would.
Yeah, but that's what they're telling me. You know, the Schetti family of 1957. I remember that somewhat. I don't remember the whole details of that spaghetti famine thing. But, you know, yeah, got now monkeypox. You know, monkeypox. It's another fucking virus going on. But then I find out the originality of this, why you can get this chicken pox, the fucking monkeypox. You got to be butt-fucking another man. So you butt-fuck another man, you can get monkeypox. So how about this monkeypox? How did you get that name? Two gay monkeys fucking? That's all you came up with the name? You know, And then let's go into the gender shit. Let's get into that 72 fucking genders. Sounds like Baskin Robbins, 72 different fucking flavors to be a fag. You know, good God, man. Get the fuck out. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Oh, then I guess, Ron Rex said fag on the show. I smoke a fag every time I want to, you motherfucker. I'm from England, mate. I can smoke a fag, you fucker.
Yeah, fuck off, you fucker. You damn
fucker. That's right, you fucker. Would you like to smoke a fag, you fucking faggot? Yeah, fuck him. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't care either. You know, fuck him.
Fuck? Yeah, I mean, I just simply don't care. You know, like that case, that guy trying to sue me. I don't care. You ain't getting nothing, motherfucker. You did it to yourself. So don't come to me with that bullshit. Speaking of, I got to call my lawyer. I'll see what the fuck this bitch ain't vacated yet. But, yeah.
You know, like I said, they're fucking with the vaccines and all this other shit. Here's an article that says, from the USDA, okay, playing with nature, USDA approves vaccine for honeybees to prevent deadly diseases. Doesn't that just want to make you cry? Honeybees, for God's sakes. I guess they fuck it up.
Honey's really good for
enough for you. I know, but when they start I know, but when they start fucking with the bees, not only do they make honey, but they fucking pollinate all the other fucking plants too.
Right.
So what's
a
good way to wipe out?
We all fucking die.
We all die. That's what I'm saying. If they kill off a bunch of bees, then they're gonna kill off a bunch of humans. Just like they're trying to do with that fucking vaccine for the COVID-19, which really never existed. Okay?
Right.
You see the correlation here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But does it make you question how in the fuck did these retards get this much power? And why do people believe it? Why do people call hook, line, and sinker with this shit? It amazes me. It does. I mean, why, you know? Whatever happened to common sense? Whatever happened to it? We just don't have common sense when we're done, Singer. We just ain't got it.
Going out the fucking window.
Oh,
going out the window, flush down the shitter. That's where common sense is going. Okay. It's just like the fucking, that shooting, the one I told you about down in Houston, okay? Now there's the people are just crying the blues like, oh, why'd you have to shoot the poor man so many times? Well, you dumb fuck, you shoot to stop the target, the threat. You shoot to stop the threat.
Right.
I don't care if it takes one shot or if it takes 10 shots. It doesn't matter. You keep shooting until that motherfucker is fucking mincemeat.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. It's stop threat. Americans don't have the will. They don't. That's right. They
don't have will,
That's right. Tell a cigarette smoker quit smoking. Ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen. Yeah, and this Colin Knorr, the one's on Blog Talk Radio, he's a constitutional attorney. He's a black guy, a real smart guy. They put through a situation identical to what happened there. And, you know, they have these vests on and they pretend that this shop is getting robbed or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And this guy, he's a gun expert. I mean, he's pretty much an expert on the deal. When this bad guy came in there with his gun, he pulled his gun and he said he fired 3 times. Well, it's all on film, right? And when they went back and looked at it again, he actually fired 8 times. But it takes your mind a fraction of a second to tell your finger, stop pulling. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he swears up and down, I only shot 3 times when he actually shot 8 times. So you do it to stop the threat of whatever's doing or whatever person's doing.
Well,
I
say that's a nervous reaction. You're trying to eliminate as fast as possible, and you're going to do it all meat. So you're going to buck them, you know? To stop them.
Well, it is a fast reaction. It's a psychological reaction because you're being threatened and you're going to keep shooting until you think that motherfucker is, you know, dead.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know, I say it's a justifiable shooting because the guy was in there pulling some type of weapon and it looked like a fucking gun.
He
so,
He was doing felony robbery.
With a weapon. Right.
Armed robbery. Felony armed robbery.
Even though it was faked, it doesn't matter.
Even though the gun was just a fake or a BB gun, it doesn't matter. In Texas, a BB gun, a BB pistol, is considered a real gun, just like a 9mm or a 357 that I carry. They'll get you for the same fucking crime.
Right.
BB gun. So he was absolutely justified. Give the man a reward. He needs
a reward.
That's
what I'm saying.
Taking a goddamn trash out.
I'm getting rained on. Son of a bitch, I am getting rained on. I'll be damned.
High and dry here.
Not here. We got a little cell cruising up out of Arkansas on us. Okay. Damn. They got it plotted out. It's almost severe.
Well, that's what the guy in the chat room said. The last thing you want is a wounded attacker in court. That's exactly right. You shoot to kill.
Yeah.
You don't shoot the wound. Okay.
Right.
When I got my CHL in '95, I went to a class that was a Dallas firearms instructor, Dallas police. Okay. And that guy right there said, you don't shoot the wound. You don't shoot in the leg. You shoot in the center of the chest and one in the head. You make sure that motherfucker's dead. Because you guys know why? A dead man tells no tales. Remember
right.
The old saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
Well, the old military standard, shoulder, shoulder, leg, leg, or leg, leg, shoulder, shoulder, heart, head, you know. But that's not the case anymore.
I'm getting
hit with some
mass,
shit
right?
here. Yeah.
Yeah,
of course they change it.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Center mass would be right in the chest, in the heart. Yeah.
Right.
And I think three or four in the center mass and one in the head or something like that. They got a pattern.
I think it's supposed
to
turn into snow. It's supposed to turn into fucking snow. You believe that shit? Fuck that. We can't have that.
No snow here.
Who fucking knows? Who knows? They've got the atmosphere so fucked up by the world fucking people that fucking, you know, the chemtrails and the fucking, what's that fucking antenna gunslinger out there in fucking Alaska?
HARP.
Yeah, HARP. They control the fucking weather. The government controls everything,
yeah,
okay. Baby.
Yeah.
I know. See? There it is. See the radar?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And they said that's why Oscar wanted to stay in the house then.
Is he over to the house?
He wouldn't come out when I left.
All right.
Usually he comes out behind
right.
me. He stayed in there.
Yeah, he's smart. He's smart. He's retarded, but he's my dog. That was my wife walking into my studio aggravating me. Anyway, yeah, I'm just watching some shit going on here, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. 10, 11, 14. Yeah, it's going to be short-lived. They're saying they're talking fucking snow hitting us, man. Not much, but, you know, cold front's pushing in. But warm as a motherfucker, Southwest Missouri. It was nice. So.
Well, they said it's supposed to have a cooler front tonight. I'm down here, so it's probably the tail end of the one you're fixing to get with.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting now, yeah.
And then the temperature's going to be back up in the mid-70s next week.
Ain't this weather
spring,
nuts, and this is January, man.
I'm telling you, it's fucking spring. You know, fuck February. You know, throw it out. Let's just go right into fucking March. I mean, boom.
Well, February is the only month that has... It's only three holidays. February is the only month that has three holidays together. Did you know that? The 12th, 13th, and 14th are all holidays. All right?
I didn't know
Did
that.
Did you know that? Yeah.
I didn't know.
They're different. Three different holidays. Three in a row. You know, well, you know, the 12th is Lincoln's birthday, right? The 12th is Lincoln's birthday.
Right.
All right. The 13th is my birthday. Then the 14th is Valentine's Day. So you see it's a three-day holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hatched on the 13th of February. Back in the olden time and days.
Oh, my birthday is this month and yours is next month, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
You ain't
yep,
too far.
Yep, yep. Well, I'll be 57. Can't believe I live to be 50, period, tell you the fucking truth. Can't believe it. You know? I mean, 1 minute I'm living a regular life after being a rock star. Then I live a regular life, have raised my children, live happily ever fucking after. Then I become a rock star again. So, you know, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Okay, all right.
And then I'm doing these fucking radio shows. I mean, you know, yeah. You know, it's insane. I live an insane life. I do nothing spare. But, you know, the funny thing to get me back on BTR was I couldn't believe that. They sent me that deal. It said $20 a month. I said, get the fuck out. Well, they got me back. So I'm sure they're happy as hell. I'm sure they're all giggling like a motherfucker. We got Ron Rack back. That crazy motherfucker. He pulls a crowd in. I don't think a crowd in my chat room, though, but I sure there's people listening. That's just the way it is. But I want to thank everybody for doing that. But, you know, I'm kind of halfway nice.
Especially the coward, George Zinser.
The coward of the county. Ain't there a song like that? Coward of the county.
Coward of the county. Yep, that's a song.
Yeah, was that Glenn Campbell?
I think it was.
He's an lineman. He was a lineman for the county.
He's
a
lineman.
Lineman for the county. Yeah. And that's not really true how that song is about being lineman, because I used to be a fucking lineman. That ain't true. It's all gravy. What the fuck are you talking about, A-team? Fuck, man. It's all gravy. Well, the rain's over. That's water the garden. That's about it. You are a lineman for the county? Well, hey, brother, right on. Yeah, I used to work for Illinois Power Company. That's where I used to work for back in the day. I was an emergency line technician. After 50, you're still climbing sticks? Or are you in the bucket now? I did it all. I had to do everything. It didn't matter to me. Then I got hooked up with old head kids, and they took away some of my good jobs. I couldn't do them no more. They wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me do high aerials no more. They wouldn't let me do helicopter rides and that good shit, you know. So once you get married, that's it. Okay. Clip here for a short second. I want to see this for a minute. Anyways, Tucker Carlson, but I'm going to be short, very short and sweet. Let's see what he gets.
Breaking news, and this is going to shock you. Yet more classified documents discovered in the possession of Joe Biden, the guy who's been lecturing you about classified documents for the past few months. This time, the documents were stashed in a new location separate from the so-called Penn Biden Center, that magnet for Chinese money. We don't know exactly where they were stashed. You're not allowed to know. The administration won't tell us. We're waiting tonight for the DOJ police raid on Joe Biden's house. We may be waiting a while for that. We're going to have more details on that story in just a minute. Meantime, good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. So think back 2 years. It was 2 years ago that Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, was in a very hard place, really. He was unemployed. He was pushing 40. He was staring down the barrel of a grim and non-productive middle age. For Mayor Pete, the back nine did not look promising. But then help arrived in the unlikely and doddering form of Joe Biden. Either because of his innate decency or because he has a nasty sense of humor, Joe Biden made Pete Buttigieg the federal Secretary of Transportation, despite the fact that Pete Buttigieg had no relevant experience with transportation of any kind, apart from occasionally riding a bicycle with a little helmet. This was a huge promotion, from unemployment to the White House cabinet. And understandably, Mayor Pete was full of vim and high-minded ambition as he started his new job. But soon, very soon, came crushing disappointment. Like a home buyer who discovers that his new house is riddled with termites, Mayor Pete soon learned that the Department of Transportation was on the verge of collapse. The department had a very serious diversity shortage, deadly serious. Imagine being adrift in an open boat in the Sargasso Sea and realizing you're down to your final tin of equity. You're about to run out of equity. That's where Pete Buttigieg found himself in January of 2021. That's not the kind of emergency a responsible federal appointee could ignore. Unfortunately for our nation, Mayor Pete not ignored, took swift action. Just months after taking office, Buttigieg located the core of the problem, which, as we now know, was racist roads. There is racism physically built into some of our highways, Mayor Pete announced. And in his voice, you heard the iron resolve of a man who has no tolerance for bigotry and asphalt. And yet at the same time, you also heard a deeply sensitive man, a man who feels the hate beneath the wheels of an electric vehicle, where others might just hear road noise. Mayor Pete decided to stamp out this hate. By November of that year, Buttigieg had ordered every freeway overpass in the Bronx inspected for racism. And soon he had preliminary findings. If an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach in New York was designed too low for it to pass by, he explained, that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. Yeah, obviously, it makes sense. Problem identified. We should point out here, though, that Mayor Pete didn't actually tear down and rebuild these racist overpasses in the Bronx. Construction is not his thing. It was enough to call them racist and move on. That is his thing. And really, it's core to the new mission of the Transportation Department, which at this point can be summarized pretty simply. If a single trans woman of color has a bad day in this country, we as a nation have, with that credo in mind, Mayor Pete turned his attention to aviation. Now, Mayor Pete himself flies private, so he didn't have a tactile firsthand experience with our crumbling airports or crowded, stinking planes last refurbished during the Clinton administration. But he knew something more important. He knew that the FAA was beset by structural misogyny and transphobia. And to fix that, Mayor Pete had the FAA announce that the aviation system called Notice to Airmen, that's the system that keeps pilots up to date on their flights, that system would change immediately. Actually, the system itself wouldn't change. It would remain the same. But more important, the name would change. Going forward, it would be called Notice to Air Missions. Missions, not Met Missions. See the massive improvement there? Now we're getting somewhere. So at the beginning of last year, Mayor Pete declared victory. 2022, he said, would be the year that, quote, every transportation decision inherently is in many ways a decision about equity. In April of last year, Mayor Pete noted that ensuring equity and accessibility for every member of the traveling public is one of the department's highest priorities. So he was on it, and the equity crisis was solved. Unfortunately, our transportation problems were not solved. They had, in the meantime, come much worse. In fact, it reached a point, it is at a point, that you might experience on, say, a trip across Bangladesh. Just today, in fact, the FAA was forced to order a ground stop for all air traffic in the United States. No planes flying in a continental country. First time that has happened since 9/11. Now, the problem affected the newly renamed Notice to Air Missions system. More than 10,000 flights were canceled or delayed. How did this happen? Total stop on all air travel. Let's go to the Secretary of Transportation for his assessment.
Now that the system is up and running, our primary focus is to determine that root cause, and I've directed FAA to figure out exactly how this happened, the timeline piece by piece about what was known overnight going into last night and then coming out of it. So glitches or complications happen all the time, but we can't.
Okay, Buttigieg is a piece of shit. I don't care about that fucking queer. Yeah, he's just he's a Nancy boy, swear to God. He don't know what he's fucking doing. How he got, well, I guess he needed a fall guy. I guess that worked out for him, their best interest. But, you know, most of the Biden administration is kind of, you know, what do you got, you know, But now the one part I thought this was going to be about was about the files they found of Biden's in that closet. Now, where is the DOJ at? Why aren't they raiding his fucking house? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, they raid a president that's no longer a president, next president. And then, you know, that other thing where Biden was on the fucking camera saying, fire that prosecutor, or you ain't getting no fucking money from the United States. That was kind of weird, too. That didn't come out till after the election. You notice that? There's a lot of shit that didn't come out till after the election. So, yeah. You know, and people, well, that's conspiracy theory. Okay.
Well, yeah, it is a conspiracy theory.
So I see it live on fucking on film or whatever. You're telling me conspiracy. When I see it right there in front of me, If you don't fire this prosecutor, we're taking the $50 billion and we're walking the fuck out. I'll be here for 6 more hours. If you take care of that motherfucker, that's called extortion. That's they call that where I come from.
Oh,
you know?
That's just a conspiracy theory, Ron. That's all it is, you
well,
know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's not true. You know, they're too good to do this. You know, even though they're it's right on videotape, but they're too good to do this. You know, they're good little socialists. You know, gee whiz.
Mm-hmm. I got to ask a team of voices. Where did you work on lines at? Was it Alaska? You're talking Ski-Doo. So that means snow. Yeah, Dems are liars, but that still didn't answer my question, A-Team. I've been lying for the county 50 years after 50. They took away my Ski-Doo. Okay. Well, you know, I was trying to think there. But anyway, you know the phone number. Call in. I got the weirdest phone number now this time around with BTR. 999-3726. Oh, I was a fireman. Okay, I used to be one of them too. Used to be till corruption kicked me out. Corrupted motherfuckers they were. Stealing people's money. Yeah, it was a bad deal. Still bad today. I live in the area in the woods in the southwest, southwest Missouri with no fucking nothing. No fire department at all. Matter of fact, the turtlehead guy you were talking about the other night on the show, Gunslinger, is Mitch McConnell. That's who I was trying to figure out, the turtlehead guy.
Mm.
That criminal little cocksucker, you know?
Yeah, criminal, no doubt.
Matter of fact, here's a clip just came up. This quick in 3 minutes. Here we go. Check this out.
Reaction, Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. I'm not giving up my gas stove. I was actually a cook in a restaurant when I was younger, Senator. And you can't.
Oh yeah, you guys heard about this shit, didn't you?
That I know of.
Well, famously, President Lincoln had a team of rivals. Sometimes I think President Biden has a team of morons. I don't mean to be unfair.
No, that's fair.
Many of President Biden's appointees are very smart. So was the Unabomber. My point is that they may be smart, but they don't have any sense. For example, Secretary Buttigieg, we learned this week, a carbon-spewing private plane to New York City for a few hours to do a radio interview. Now, I like the secretary, but less than 30 days ago, his department told the states that they ought to make building new roads the lowest possible priority because of climate change. Now, not everybody has a private jet. Most people need to drive a car. And I know life is full. Where I come from, we call that hypocrisy. I'm willing to work with President Biden and the Secretary on our environment, but if you're going to be a brave eco-warrior, you need to be consistent. You mentioned the ban.
Yes, sir.
I was just going to say, Sean, you mentioned the ban on gas stoves by President Biden. I want you to consider the context in which this decision was made. Something's very wrong in our country, and most Americans know it. The border's wide open, crime's way up, our national debt is greater than our national output. If inflation keeps going up, the Powerball jackpot's going to be a pound of hamburger. 70% of the American people say the country is headed in the wrong direction. And the Biden administration is worried about gas stoves. If this administration has consistently demonstrated a blind spot about the lives and concerns of ordinary Americans, and if I were president and my number one accomplishment was a decline in the standard of living for most Americans, I wouldn't be worried about gas stoves.
Well, they also, I don't know if you heard about this, they want to get rid of fluorescent light bulbs. I like my fluorescent light bulbs, just like a stove, Senator. I like to keep it. And by the way, if they ban it, who's going to pay for all the stoves for people that can't afford them?
Well, let me make one more plea to President Biden. Stop listening to the berserk wing of your party. Worry about and try to do something about the things that moms and dads worry about when they lie down to sleep at night and can't. And the rest of it will take care of itself.
I think you'd be a better president, hands down. We love having you, Senator John Kennedy. Thank you. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe.
All right. Yeah, they're talking about banning gas stoves now. And I was just talking earlier about my fucking propane company giving me shit. I'm going to say, well, Biden says we got to get rid of you motherfuckers. You're a danger to the earth. You know what I mean? Get that fucking propane out of here.
Well, there for a while, they wanted to ban fireplaces, you know, wood-burning stoves.
Yeah.
You remember that? Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you going to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they still do, I think.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. You know. These people are lying some bitches. They're evil, too. Anybody that supports the Democratic Party is an evil motherfucker, okay? Because you see what these dirty bastards are doing, okay?
Right.
Under Trump, we had 4 years. We were the greatest nation on the face of this goddamn planet. And in 24 hours, we went from the greatest nation on the fucking planet right into the sewer in 24 fucking hours.
Uh-huh.
Now, you figure that one.
Right, okay? right.
Figure that one out.
Yeah, right.
So anybody believes anything different, maybe you should go and jump off a cliff, okay?
Right.
You know, because you shouldn't be breeding and you damn sure shouldn't be voting. You know what I mean?
No.
Plain and simple.
Oh, of course not.
For truth hurts.
Of course not. Right. You know? Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, team here, this isn't up in Northern California. God, I feel sorry for you, bro. At least you're not down in Southern California where it's really fucking retarded. It don't matter, you're in California, you're fucked any way you turn. It's got everybody I know at Lizard's having a hard time. I've felt friends like moved out here from there. I'm like, oh my God, it's fucking ugly. Ugly. Tax to fucking death. I mean, fuck, man. Crazy. All right, here's quite a few clips on this topic. Let's flip this one quick. It's a 1 minute clip, so we'll check it out. Let's see what they say. Bullshit. Show in text, plain bullshit.
Let's go to Bill Cassidy, the Louisiana Republican Senator, Senate Energy Resources Committee, Finance, all the crucial committees, kind enough to join us. Senator, what can we do about this? Obviously, this is a problem, I understand. We haven't seen anything like it since 9/11, and I was very nervous. What do you think?
Well, I'm struck. They can't control the border. They can't keep planes flying, but by God, you're not going to use gas to cook.
That is a good point. I wanted to pick your gas thing, but on this, you know, I know a good chunk of those infrastructure funds from the legislation were marked for airline advancement and upgrades, and for the FAA, it's a little naive of me to think that that money would already be spent and put to work, but it's certainly called for, isn't it?
Every high-tech system should have redundancy, and the more important the system, the more redundancy should be built into it. The idea that when I did is that there was a systems update that did not work. Ideally, you'd have two systems, and you'd update one, you'd keep the other running, you'd make sure that it
you
was
gotta have backup.
Well,
remember backup.
And then you would
backup. Gotta have them damn backups.
Don't forget about
they
that
don't
fucking
fail.
Bad. Are the people
that's
running
right.
it are
fail.
Not very good. But there is really no excuse for a three-hour shutdown affecting thousands and thousands of flights in the United States of America.
I'm just wondering as well, Senator, what it's going to do about people who are thinking of flying between this, today, all the problems with Southwest before and before them, Frontier, and before them, virtually everyone, it seemed, in the summer with all the difficulties and long lines, that people might think twice about flying in general. That could have clear economic implications.
Are you fuck them. Fuck the lines. Fuck them all. There you go.
So there are people in this world who use gas stoves for a living, and one of them is Stratus Morfogan, who runs a restaurant. He's the author. He joins us to assess Stratus. Thank you very much for coming. So you're a restaurant owner. This is not core to your business. First of all, would you obey a ban on gas stoves? And second, why are they superior to electric?
I don't understand the restaurant industry. For 35 years, we've been attacked by everybody. We had organized crime in our industry in the 30s, 80s, and 90s. In the 2000s, we had corrupt Wall Street. And for the last 3 years, we've had government overreach. I mean, we've seen it during COVID. They did things. They never followed the science. And what's going on, what I heard the rumor about this last year. And what I'm hearing about today from White House to Governor Hochul, that they want to they want to make us, for new restaurant construction, use electric stoves. We lose 40% productivity by using electric. By using electric, if they ever inquired with small businesses, I'll give them three pieces of advice. Get stronger filtration system. Get a hook system that works. And basically train yourself on how to maintain it. 35 years, you see, have obstacles in running our industry. And I got to tell you, Tucker, I want to thank you for supporting small business. Inspired me to write the book. And I got to tell you, because our journey is constantly being attacked. Like, we're vulnerable. And this is creme de la creme. Because I tell you, this will destroy our industry just as bad as they attempted to do with COVID.
I mean, there's got to be a limit to what people put up with. There has to be. I would counsel mass disobedience in the face of tyranny in this case. I mean, do you think restaurant owners would obey? Why do people have a right to tell you if you have? She's an idiot.
Yeah, listen, I didn't obey Kathy Hochul with any of the mandates.
Good.
Like, and I'm not going to obey Kathy Hochul now, because let me tell you something. With electric stoves, first of all, our bills will go six times higher. And then on top of that, our productivity drops. This isn't just going to hurt the restaurant hospitality industry. It's going to hurt real estate development. You remember, casinos, shopping malls, airports, residential towers, office buildings, depend on us for the content. And if we don't develop the content for these big, you know, this is our industry, for these big developers, well, guess what? This whole thing will collapse. They're not following science, and this is not following science. There are so many other ways, like we do. We don't allow our cooks to basically stand and smoke. We have a strong filtration smoke evacuation system, and this is what's needed if they want to go down this route.
The idea that people who crack pipes to drug addicts are concerned about safety is like the most hilarious thing I've ever in my life. Ignore them, please.
So there you go. That's the crazy shit. Wow. You know, and guess what? That electricity has come from a natural fucking source of energy, like coal, natural gas. Well, water's cool, but there ain't enough fucking shit running. So anyway, we've got another caller on the line with us. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. We got 10 more minutes left of the show. Yeah. Welcome to it.
Yeah, this is what? Team of Voices from Northern California.
Hey, how's it going? How you doing? Welcome to the show, brother.
Good.
Right on.
We're going to call better than typing.
Is this the first time you ever been on this show?
This show, yes. I believe it's what we saw.
Yeah, okay, right on. Yeah, I've been around a lot, so. actually, we're on the air on another platform, too, besides this one. So we're on two platforms. So I just came back to BTR recently. I've been on Mixler and everywhere else. Anyway, right, we're on Mixler too. Now we're on BTR and, you know, run. So once this is over, we'll be on Mixler next. And so you have to kick your Skype line open to get onto that one. So, because they don't have a dedicated phone number.
I want to ask a question though.
Sure.
What is at the end of this road that the Democrats are dragging us down to. They're destroying their economy of not only the states, but the entire nation. What do they promise? What do they think is going to happen?
Well, they want control of everything. That's the ultimate goal.
But don't they exist? They exist because Republicans exist. They want to destroy the Republic to be a one-party government.
Yeah, what we call socialism. Yeah, right.
Their thought, here's their thought.
They think they're going to be gods. They think they're all my powerful motherfuckers, and it ain't going to work out for them. It's really not. It's like, Kirk Carlson said, how much more is there the red line before the disruption? Where people snap off the fucking deep end. You know what I mean? They want that too. Mm-hmm. They want us to fight each other. They want us to do their bidding is what they're trying to get done. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, a lot of people, I explained to them on the show. I said, the one thing, when they go digital, I've been talking this for fucking 14 years on this show about collapse. A lot of people come onto the show, call me a fucking liar or conspiracy theorist or whatever. And they believe it's never going to happen, but it's happening. It's actually happening now. You see what I mean? It is happening. So,
look at they
didn't want to give it to you right one time. Bam. They want to slowly get you used to get ready, get that dick in your ass. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're doing. So that's how it works. And that's how they play it. The next move they're going to do, what they're trying to do, they're trying to incrementally educate you in digital currency. They don't want you to have access to cash. They don't want you to have access to coins or none of that. They want everything to be digital, everything. So every purchase you make, every dime you get has to come either go out digital or come in digital. There's going to be no more paper. That paper's going away because they want to be on track at every move you fucking make. And when that happens, they will. They will have that much power over you. We'll become robot slaves. That's what we'll be.
Yeah.
If you don't do what you're told or do something wrong the wrong way, they're going to fucking come on you. They're going to fucking penalize you digitally. They don't have to send you to jail no more. They can simply cut your money off. That's it. Fuck you. You ain't getting nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what they'll do. They're already doing it in China, and Switzerland's doing it now. Digital currency. And you ain't hearing a word about it.
I figured the collapse of the Bitcoin, they had something to do with that, being that they didn't have their hands in it already, so they were going to destroy it.
Correct. Yes, correct. Very well. Right. That's another thing. Yeah, they don't want somebody else having control of the fucking pot. Fuck no. Mm-mm. Us only. Just us.
Yeah.
That's it. Not you motherfuckers, We want to be the kings. We want to be the almighty gods, even though we believe we're going to live for fucking ever, but we're going to die, Nancy, for the children, you lying bitch, shut up. She used to make money.
Yeah.
And she's even gone, but she's still there,
Oh, God. She's still here. She's in the state.
Oh, yeah. Loud and proud.
They've ruined the state. I've watched it my whole life.
Uh-huh.
It's finally just gotten worse and worse. And they brag, we're the seventh economy in the world. Well, we were the fifth until you took over. They got a super majority in California, and it's just ruined the whole thing. It's ruined it.
Yeah, the people of California, I feel for you guys. I do. I've been to California. I'm an entertainer. So you've been to California a lot, but I never did like it. I never liked San Francisco. Now, back in the 70s, San Francisco was all right. It was, But I watched it flip. I mean, the whole fucking city is flipped over, man. And that's Nancy Pelosi's place. You think they would take better care of her fucking own fucking town, But she don't give a fuck. That's what they want. They want to downgrade.
Right. Well, they want to destroy and rebuild.
Exactly. They're good at that shit. I watched them do that down in East St. Louis. They brought the poor black people in. And used them. They used the black people to fuck up the shit for them to get the property value down. So what happens, all of a sudden, wham, there's a fucking casino downtown. You see what I mean? The police department's broke. They don't have no car with a radio that works. Tires are fucking shot. The cars are junk. The cop, the police works. You can do anything you want. You call a cop in the city of East St. Louis for get it. Now, since they got the fucking boat that's been there for quite a few years, about 20 years, it's called the Casino Queen. I call it the African Queen. But anyway, it's not just I'm prejudiced. No, I'm not. But anyway, that's, you know, generated enough revenue for them to buy new police cars, new city hall. But some Spanish guy got his ass kicked and his brain fucked up in city hall. The old jail got fucked up real bad, sued the city. They didn't have money, so he took the fucking building. So this Spanish guy owns the city hall. He leases it to him. Ain't that a bitch? But that's, hey, the way it goes. They didn't have money yet to pay it off. It was a brand new building. Just got done with it. They lost it to him. So
yeah,
I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was great.
Every city in the state's bankrupt. Every city in the state is bankrupt.
It's
increased
in bankruptcy. They fail to realize the difference between America. The United States is just a fucking management company of the country America. What's that?
That's what Trump was good at. It was running this country like a business.
Well, that's what it is. That's what the United States is. But the United States ain't the country. It's firm. It's the company for the United States.
It's a corporation. Really,
yeah, it's a corporation. It really has nothing. It has no social minimum, nothing of the country. It's just a management firm. It's like a rental company. You know, a real estate company. Mm-hmm. Takes care of your shit. That's all they are. You know, they threaten to close down, motherfucker.
Yeah, we're not a nation. Nation sovereignty. Yeah, without borders.
No. No, there's two of you. If you're a U.S. citizen, that means you're a corporate. You mean you're a corporation anyway. You're a Barna Corporation. Okay, but if you're an American citizen, you have constitutional rights. But if you're an American citizen, you don't have corporate rights. You live by fucking corporate rules. You know, and I've proved that several times. You know, in the courts and everything else. Mm-hmm. And they fucking hate me. I'm hated. You know, when I ask a question, I don't plead on anything, okay, because there's three factors in the Constitution. There has to be a victim, damage, or fraud. Well, who was the victim? What was the damage or what was the fraud, okay? And it's the state versus me. But it's also the state as the prosecutor. The state's also the judge. So the state is the victim, the judge, and prosecutor? Some people call that conflict of interest.
A little bit.
You know what I mean? And that's what it is, conflict of interest. So.
Yeah, a minute and 45 seconds.
Okay. It'll run over. It'll run over this. The show just, people won't be able to hear it. But, yeah, it's just what it is, man. It's a bullshit scam, and we've been thrown into it. Well, you know, the whole thing started in 1929 during the Great Depression. That's how it started. What's that again?
Well, in 1913 with Jekyll Island.
Well, that was when the Federal Reserve, the banks first walked in and controlled it. This is all controlled by the banking system. This is all bank controlled, every bit of it. You know, so, yeah. But, yeah, Jekyll Island, 1913, the Federal Reserve Act, that's the fucking Treasury Department. The private sector did. Yeah.
That's
started
it all. The whole thing started right there.
Yes, it did. But, well, they shoved the country itself to depression. They did it on purpose. J.P. Morgan, Rothschild, they pulled all their money out of the banks, which was back into the little banks, and they wanted to collapse all the little banks, get rid of all them motherfuckers. And they did. They did. They did a perfect job of it. So now the United States government's got to come up with a fucking plan, and they don't have no money. You know what I mean? The company, the corporation has no money. So they go to the Federal Reserve banks and say, well, what can we do to get some money off you? Loan us some money. Say, well, what do you got for collateral? They say, well, fuck. Well, not really nothing, but the people. Okay, fuck it. Turn them into corporations, make them pay fucking income tax, and give us their fucking money they make, which is against the Constitution. No man should pay a tax off the labor of his back. It's in the goddamn Constitution. But
I think we had a revolution about that. I think we had a revolution
about
that. Yes,
we did.
Well,
we did. It was over money, right? That was over money. You know, that's when Lincoln came up with Greenback. But Lincoln wasn't that much of a good guy either. He freed the slaves, but he made us all fucking slaves, what he did. That's how that worked out. It wasn't what you thought.
The Civil War started because of the economics of the South versus the North.
Right.
As far as the manufacturing, slavery was just an excuse.
Right.
For lack of a better term.
Right. Right. Correct. Right. I agree with you. But the thing but he turned it around and made us all into slaves. That's how he did it. That's what at the end became. It didn't happen right when the revolution happened. The Civil War happened. That wasn't the way it worked. It was something that'll come on later, years later down the line, and it did. You know, the 1913, which, you know, the banks took over, which actually it was the Central Bank of England. You know, they tried to get this country, but we threw them out of here. The people threw them out, threw them literally out of the country. Because you remember when Paul Revere said the British are coming, you notice how we never went into a war with them motherfuckers over that, and they all left. You know why? Because they had what we needed, and they knew it. We don't have to fight them in war. We can fight them economically and fuck them over. We did. They did exactly that. So the Central Bank of England decided it wanted to come take over the fucking banking system, the money, the monetary money, you know, in the United States. They did. So the Central Bank of England came in. We threw them out. So they got together. All these bankers went to Jekyll Island in disguise, and they came up with this plan. And they wrote this bill. They came in during Christmas. They gave one fucking cop sector to sign it. It became a fucking law, and it still stands today. But then when they came to the point where they wanted to use the people for collateral, they had to turn them into corporations because no willing person would give up that. You know what I mean? So when you're not coherent, they made you a corporation. When you were born, you were considered, you know, they call birth certificate. And the only other thing that has a birth certificate is a fucking ship going into a berth, right? So it's going to have contents. It's going to have manufactured product. Well, you just became a manufactured product from two corporations. Your mom and dad are two corporations that manufactured you. Get it? You're manufactured. You're not born. So you were born in water, you know, actually molded in water. So that's why I call it a birth certificate. You come out of a birth canal. That's where a ship goes to the dock, a birth canal, you know, to unload its goods, right? So they did it. It's all, you know, commercial code law. It's all laws of the sea, which are banker's laws. See what I mean? That's how that you get that U.S. bullshit. So anyway, the birth certificate is born. And that is a bond. And you can look up in the Department of Treasury. You can go to the Department of Treasury. I did this with some people before on my show. I said, look here, go to the Department of Treasury. Look up bond calculator, type in the custom number on your birth certificate, and I'll tell you what the fucker's worth. And they did, and they found out worth money. Huh?
Really?
Yeah, really. That's really. Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like bullshit, doesn't it? It does.
That
can't be. Why the fuck would it be? It's real. It's real as a motherfucker. You know, I don't know how you can get the money. I don't know. But see, you get it. There's word association with a lot of this shit. I've been studying this for many, many years. Do you know the word? You know what corpse means?
What word? What word?
The word corpse.
Corpse. Yeah, I think so.
Like a dead person.
A dead person.
Right. Corpse, but you really know what that stands for?
What?
Corporation. Corporation.
Is it really?
Yes, it does. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yep. Corporation. So, when you're dead, they cash in that bond. The state does it. You're born in. They'll cash in the bond because nobody ever claimed it. So, like with me, I've claimed my name. Okay, I own that name. So when I die, my wife will get that money. Crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Party, don't need it. Yeah, I know. But everybody says that's conspiracy. But so you look it up. Just like go to the Department of Treasury, get your birth certificate out. And there's a customer number. And I'm going to tell you how I figured this out, okay? One, I'm an engineer, okay? I'm an electrical engineer. But anyway, I'm a kind of guy that takes shit apart to put it together. You know what I mean? I have to know what every molecule and structure, what makes them function. I'm that kind of person. I'm really a weird motherfucker, okay? You really want to know. Anyway, one day I was in my office, and I found a birth certificate. And I looked at it, you know, mom, dad, me, you know. Kind of got that fuzzy feeling, you know, it's kind of cute, blah, 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 shit. And I just folded it back up, but on the bottom of this thing is like a frame, you know, type printed frame on this thing. And it's not the original. It's never the original. They got the original. The state does. But on the bottom of it, it said printed by American Banknote Company. As soon as I seen that, my curiosity said, like, what? What the fuck does a banknote company have to do with a goddamn birth certificate? Really? So I Googled it, and it came up as a printing company out of Pennsylvania. And I called them up. I had a phone number, too. So I called them up and asked them, what do you print? Real nice-sounding lady. She's probably better than Hindenburg, but she's kind of cute. We print stamps and bonds. I said, what about birth certificates? Oh, I really can't talk about that. So you see what I mean? So that's how I found this. You know, I mean, I kid you not, brother. I can prove it. I still have my birth certificate. I can prove this. That's how I found this out. So anyway, I started going to total research mode because I've already been studying law for like 15, 16 years, you know? And I mean, I'm not a lawyer. Don't take me any legal advice, but I had to learn how to play the game. I need to learn how the game was played. Because I know a lot of people going to jail for shit they should never be in jail for. It's kind of fucking weird, you know? And the thing was, why did we have more people in prison per capita than any other country in the world? And we're a free country. That don't make no sense. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's probably why they are, because we are free to do stupid stuff.
No.
Break the
law. No, that's not it. I know it sounds, I'm with you. The thing is, consent. Under corporate contracts, everything is done under consent. When you go to court, say for a traffic ticket or child support or anything like that, you know, why would a guy be in prison for child support? You know why? Because he agreed to it. He agreed to it. Just like your driver's license, you agreed to it. Okay? Say you had to pay child support. A judge ordered you to pay child support. At some point in time, you signed a document stating the fact that you will do this. Okay? Somewhere along the line, you had to sign something. Okay? So what that is, that's consent. You have just now entered a contract. Okay? But when you breach that contract, it's considered under the Constitution as fraud. So now it became a crime. See what I mean? But you did it by your signature. If you never signed it, they couldn't hold you for contempt because you didn't do it. You see what I mean? But you did. You signed it. Now, driver's license, same thing. If you look on your driver's license, somewhere on that driver's license is your signature, okay? So when you hand it to the blow police officer and he looks at it, he sees that signature. So that means, okay, you gave consent to go by the rules of the road and you went under a contract saying you would do things of rules of the road as they are told you in the book, right? Mm-hmm. The rules of the road. That's why I say rules. They don't say laws. They say rules of the road. So you signed a contract saying I will do everything this book instructs me to do in no other way. If I do anything any other way, then I'm violation and I commit the act of fraud. Because I see. But it's real. That's how they do you, man. I mean, there's a lot of this shit, man. People pay me money to come talk to them, to explain this shit to them. And I tell them, don't listen to me. Don't believe nothing I tell you. Don't even do that. You know, go look for yourself and you'll figure it out. You know what I mean? Until you figure it out yourself, you'll never understand it. You know what I mean? I mean, I have tools in the world to teach you, but you have to do it yourself to take a look. You know. But another thing, I'm a sovereign citizen. Well, I feel sorry for you, motherfucker. I sure wouldn't want to be a sovereign. You know, that ain't a good thing to say either. You know, how's about a free American citizen? That sounds better. A sovereign makes you a threat. The cop is a sovereign. You are not. That's like one time I pissed a judge off. One time he threw me in jail, drug me right back out. The judge asked me who the hell I thought I was. Do I think that I overpower him in this court? I'm running the fucking show. And I asked him a question. I said, well, aren't you a public servant? He goes, yes, I am. I said, well, ain't I the public? He goes, yes, you are. I said, then that makes you the slave and me the master. Get it? Mm-hmm. I was right. There's nothing you can do about it. He's a matter of a motherfucker, though. Trust me. They don't want you to think they intimidate people a lot. They do, but they're a public fucking servant. They work for you. And they can do whatever they want if you give them consent. And the first thing when you give them fuckers consent is when you say not guilty. Do you know that? When you say not guilty, you automatically just gave that motherfucker consent because you're claiming you're a party to it. See? That's how they fucking fuck you.
Well, what do you say then?
Nothing. Okay. You say, I'm not pleading until you demand a motion hearing. You want to ask some key pivotal questions. Why is this, this, and this? You know what I mean? Okay, I'll give you an example. Or I'll give you an example of a case scenario. I got a ticket one time for an insurance, insurance card with me, right? Which is, that's another part of fucking extortion. The insurance law, that's bullshit. Forced to spend money, pay money to be free? Nah, that's not real. It's not, it's bullshit. Well, anyway, I did have insurance on the truck. I just didn't have it with me. I was on my way to church to meet my parents. Anyway, the state trooper pulls me over and all this stuff. He goes, yeah, I need to see your driver's license, registered insurance. I said, I don't use them, but I do have insurance on the truck. I don't use the driver's license. I'm not driving. I'm traveling. And he goes, oh, you're one of them. I said, no, I'm not one of them. I'm an American citizen. I have the right, the freedom to travel. I'm not in an act of commerce, which I'm not. I mean, that's what it means to have a driver's license. I'm not a driver. If I'm going to go by the name word driver, that means I'm employed by somebody to make money as I operate the vehicle. That's a driver. Okay, well, the cop caught on to that. And also, on the side of the truck says private, not for hire. So it means it can't be in commerce. The truck itself can't. So he let that all go. He wasn't going to fuck with me on that. So anyway, he goes, you have insurance? And I said, I do have insurance, but I don't have the card with me. It's my other truck. He goes, well, I'm going to write you a ticket up for that and just wait for me to leave and you can take off. Okay? Because remember, he ain't going to fuck with me about that driver's license because I ain't giving no consent to that shit. Right? You know what I mean? Even though I have no suspensions, no nothing, you know, none of that. I just simply never renewed my license. So anyway, and I have a state ID card, but it's got my name, the signature is inside of a box. It's called a four-corner rule. That signature is no good. The signature is only good for what's inside of the box. Anything around it is worthless to that signature. It's another trick, legal trick. But anyway, so I go to court. Yeah, I go to court, and the judge says, how do you plead? I said, I don't. He goes, well, I'm going to enter not guilty plea for you. I said, I object. He goes, on what grounds? I said, two. He goes, okay, what are they? I said, one, you're making a just determination. I'm not guilty of this charge. Or second, you're practicing law from the bench by suggesting it, okay, which is technically illegal. They cannot do that. But he's going to enter it for me. That means he's acting as my attorney. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So that pissed him off at the beginning. That's the first time I pissed him off. So he is, what do I want? I said, I demand a motion hearing. I demand it, which is, I have the right to do that. Because remember, I'm the public. I'm the boss. So I can demand whatever I want, you know. And they can throw you in jail, say contempt of court, and go up all kinds of Mickey Mouse shit, but it'll never stick. Never happened in Supreme Court. So anyway, he gives me the motion hearing. I filed 82 motions. I took a lawn chair to the circuit clerk's office and filed all these motions, 82 of them. So anyway, court date comes. I was supposed to be at 9 o'clock. I was there. I didn't get in. They didn't hear. The case didn't start until 4. They didn't want nobody to hear this shit. They didn't want no fucking other soul around it. So when the case started, the judge goes, let's get started with this. I said, okay. He goes, what's your first motion? I said, my first one's to the court. Who do you work for, judge? He goes, well, I work for the state of Missouri. I was voted into office and, you know, people, you know, chose me and blah, 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 blah. I said, thank you for the record. So the second question was to the prosecutor. Who do you work for? I work for the people of the state of Missouri. I was elected into office. I thank you for the record. The third one was, the Constitution has three elements of a crime, which you don't establish that this was a crime because we asked this in the first hearing, and you both stated, yes, it was a crime. So since this is a crime under the Constitution, there has to be three elements of fact to support that. One has to be a victim, damage, or fraud. Who was the victim? What was the damage, or what was the fraud? They both stood there and looked at each other not knowing what the fuck to say about this, okay? They had no clue. I said, well, so the state of Missouri is apparently the victim, right? Because it's the state versus me, so that would make them the victim. The judge goes, well, yes, I guess that would be true. Thank you for the record, okay? The fourth question was, the Constitution guarantees me a right to a fair trial. Will I get a fair trial today here in this room on this piece, in this section, planet Earth, if there's a conflict of interest? Judge immediately said, case dismissed, have a good day. I said, I object. He goes, on what grounds? I said, because I don't want it dismissed. He goes, you don't. Now what do you want? I want it discharged. Who do you think are running this court? Nobody. But I'm simply, you're a public, you're the public. You know what I mean? I'm the public, and you're the public servant, so that makes me the master and you the slave. And that's what he got pissed off. But the case was discharged, and I was thrown out. I was literally thrown out of jail.
So discharged? So that's what you want? You want discharge? Is that just means it's
yes,
thrown
right.
from the...
You want discharge. Dismissed means it will exist. It exists in a file,
okay.
But it's discharged. It means it goes away completely, like it never happened. So you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, some courts are getting, they get testy with it. Some courts, you know, won't let you get by with it. But the half-assed legitimate courts, they have to. They have no choice. They're fucked. Because here's the problem. When that judge does that, when the judge himself pleads for you, when you allow him to plead for you, you're giving him consent to do it. You follow me? If he mm-hmm. does it, he broke the law. He has no immunity to that. He has no immunity. He broke the fucking law. That's that. He can go to jail for that. You know what I mean?
Is this any judge? So any level?
Any fucking judge. Don't matter who it is. Yeah, any judge.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And child support, the funny thing about child support, that's an easy one to win. A lot of guys get on it, they're on child support, and the child support's fucking them over, taking their checks and all this other shit. And a simple thing to do, how to get out of that one, this works most of the time, not all the time, but like I said, I'm not giving legal advice, I'm just making suggestions. But anyway, file a notice in the court where it was proceeded at, the order for child support. You file in that court mm-hmm. a notice to withdraw signature from contract. You know, and you put down the file number of that contract and the child support, and then your signature's gone. Just like that. Ain't that crazy?
You file that with the clerk? You
the
file
clerk's
that
office.
With a clerk?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. is that right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. You file it with the clerk. Look it up. Look this shit up, dude. Don't take my word for this. I'm telling you. Just don't take my shit. You know, you can ask Gunslinger. He'll tell you the gospel on me, but, you know. I'm pretty good at what I do.
I got a question for you, though. Out here in California now, they're using that eminent domain to a point of stealing from the farmers.
Yes,
and then
yes they are.
They're not going through with the plans. They say they're going to do the tunnel. They want to ship all the Northern California water down to Southern California, and they want to build a pipeline along the San Andreas Fault, like
uh-huh.
that's going to work. But they're
right.
They're claiming eminent domain, and they're taking the land from the farmers in the Delta, which is the most richest soil farmland in the world. And
right.
they want to they're taking it away from the farmers
uh-huh.
by force.
Yep.
And is there and Ed. I've been asking people that I know that live down there. I've been asking anybody that might be in the know. The only logical thing I could find is that 99% of farmers are usually Republican.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they become pretty powerful in their own social townships
right.
or cities.
Right.
So some say that it's the take them out of it's. It's a power grab, because just like the fast rail, just like the Auburn Dam, they put away
right.
billions of dollars and never built it.
Right.
And never built it. So they have all this
and
money.
They
to
put
spend
the money in their
on,
fucking pockets. They use it as an
right.
excuse to put it in their pockets, man. That's what they do. You know, eminent domain. That's a sticky topic. I don't know much about that. I really don't. We had a problem with it here one time about the new courthouse they're going to build here. And they were fucking with the fucking Shriners or the Masons. Because where the Masons mm-hmm. Lodge was is right where they wanted to put that motherfucker. And the Masons got way too much power. Way too much fucking power. You don't fuck with them. You know.
They were able to stop them.
Yeah, you ain't going to fuck with the Masons. They got too many fucking powerful business owners involved. And no. So anyway, they wind up offering what they... They paid them what the Masons wanted. They gave them a price. This is what you can give us, then we'll let you have it. If you don't come up with the money, you ain't getting shit. That's exactly what happened. So, you know, it depends on who you know in that game. You know what I mean?
I guess it does, man. It's a shame. It's,
right.
it's just like stealing.
It is.
Ruining,
it is.
You know,
it absolutely is.
Time.
But see,
yeah.
here's the deal. You could fight that because of one thing. It has to be an economic environment reason that they would have to would seize that land. And their excuse would be for water. That would be their fucking excuse. So they have a good fucking excuse why. Now, whether they ever do the project or not, that's just, well, that's second guessing. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's not like they haven't had time to build their own water reservoirs or
right.
to do something down there, but they don't. Look at Lake Mead, which supplies Los Angeles, the valley down there. It's drained. There's no Lake Mead anymore.
Most of all that bucket water is gone because of bottlers. Do you know that? Water bottling. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah,
what? I'm like, yeah. The motherfucker
huge.
Owns that wonderful fucking almond or a fucking pistachio farms. He bought all that shit up because it's sitting on the biggest aquifer ever in California. And he owns the water. He owns the water rights. He owns it all. So there you go. And he bottles water called Dasani. Aquafina.
Is that what it is? Dasani?
That's what exactly where it goes. Coca-Cola. He sells the Coca-Cola.
Oh,
and they bottle that shit up by the millions of gallons a day. They bottle more water than the fucking state of California can consume in a day. And they ship it around the world. Okay. A lot of people don't know that. Why did we run out? Why did Lake Mead go dry? Dang it. Because they're sucking the motherfucker dry. You know?
Yeah,
and
the
they tell you not to cut nothing. You know, not to water your grass and that shit, but Nancy Pelosi's watering her goddamn grapes, ain't she? You see what I mean? It's fucking crazy.
Well,
man.
They want to take
it's okay for them.
Up in the top of the Sacramento Valley, the American and the Sacramento River converge north of Sacramento, and it goes and feeds the Delta. They want to take the volume of the American River. That's what they want to detour two pipelines before the confluence. Mm-hmm. And take it down. Now that's going to make the saltwater in the saltwater table in the Delta rise anywhere from a foot to 2 feet. That's all sloughs
right.
and floodland. It's going to ruin all that farmland. It's going to ruin that saltwater will pull everything in it.
It will pour. It'll fucking acid oxidize it.
And they don't care.
They don't care. Money means more than you. Money. Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck me. The lord of money, brother. You know, a dollar is worth more than a soul any given time in this world. Nobody cares about you, me, anybody else.
Well,
you know.
And that goes back to my original question is these Democrats that think they're doing for unity of the world or some bullshit theory down the road, but I can't believe that they're all corrupt. It's hard not to think that they don't know. Of course they know. It's all party vote. You got to vote for their party or they'll make sure that they're not elected.
Well, that's another bullshit scenario, man. Because in reality, Democrat, Republican, they all go to bed at 5 o'clock. After they close up shop, they all sit down and talk together. You know what I mean? It's a theater. I consider politics a big fucking theater. You know, Republican, Democrat, it don't matter.
And that's what scared him the most about Trump. That's what scared him most about Trump. He was going to expose it all.
But he was part of it, too. But he wasn't completely into it. He wasn't a member. You know what I mean?
Well, he knew how it worked. I'm sure that's what he kept saying. Mm-hmm. I know how this works.
And yeah, he did.
Right. And he was going to expose it all. That's what scared him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they still after him. They want him. They want to ruin him. His family.
Oh yeah,
and
they don't want that. They don't like people like him. Okay, like Alex Jones. I mean, I used to be called Alex Jones all the fucking time when I was on BTR before. I mean, I was the number one show on this fucking format. On BTR, my show was number one.
Yeah,
there's no motherfucker bigger, badder than me. I was it. I was on the Perry Steele show. That's where I started out. Okay, I took that show to a whole fucking different level. I mean, you couldn't get in the chat room if you tried. That's how busy
that
fucker
Alex
was. 1,800 people at a time. What's that?
Did you have Alex on your show?
No. No, but everybody was saying I was a conspiracy theorist and all this other crazy shit, but they kept coming to the show. I mean, it kept coming. And Perry Steele, the guy that owned the show, his mom died. He was gone for like 30 days. He left me alone with it. And
I had Annette Poindexter come on the show with me as my co-host, and it just went fucking apeshit crazy. It went fucking berserk. You know what I mean? It was every night. Yeah, you know, I used to get emails and fucking all kinds of shit. People begging me, you know, are you going to do a show 7 days a week? One time I did a show around the clock, 24 hours.
24. Yeah.
I used to do all kinds of crazy shit.
With Alex, so, you know, almost two decades or over a decade, he was talking about this island that the elite go to abuse little girls. And nobody believed him.
Nope.
And then all of a sudden, look at where we're at.
There's Epstein's. Yep. That, you know, and everybody says Epstein's dead. No, he's not. No, fuck no. That motherfucker ain't dead. That motherfucker knew too many powerful people. Way too many powerful people. Yep. He could bury, you know?
Hey, you know what drywall and Epstein have in common? Neither hang themselves.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's awful funny. There's no cameras on. There's no guards by herself. Yeah, right. Yeah, and that other broad, that chick, she got, what did she get, like 10 years or some shit like that? Fuck, she won't see a day in jail.
Oh, Hiding Floss or whatever her name was?
No, that Maxine something, the head chick for Epstein. But no, that motherfucker ain't in jail. That motherfucker is not in jail. Everybody, oh, yes, he is. You know what the fuck you say? I'm telling you, man. That motherfucker had catered to some very high motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
I want to see the Clintons. I want to see the Clintons.
Bill and Hillary both were there. They both were there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and there's even comedians making jokes about it. You know, Jeff, we're sorry you have to go. You know, but, yeah, fuck.
You know, I knew something was fishy when before I even heard Epstein was arrested or anything about him. Bill Clinton was on frickin' TV defending himself. Why in the hell the nation even know? It just seemed a little odd, Bill, be out there before anybody even asked you a question. You were defending yourself.
Yeah.
For this guy. The hell you didn't.
Yeah. But that's, but I'm just telling you, that motherfucker's alive and well. Why is this island still functioning? You know what I mean? Why is it still working? Why are there still people that are working on shit? You know? And nobody's bought it. Jeffrey still owns it. What's up with that?
Yeah, whatever happened to the island,
Yeah, it's still functioning. It's still functioning.
Is that by the Mediterranean, North Africa, or where is that island?
I used to know. I can't remember. I think it's out by Cuba, ain't it?
Is it down there?
Cuba.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But yeah, man, fuck. You know how much money that motherfucker's worth? Fuck.
You know? I heard he was rich, but I didn't hear a number.
He loved pussy. He loved pussy, and he had the money to back it. He liked young pussy. He loved young dick. Any freaky deaky shit he wanted to do, he had the money to do it, and the people let him do it. Didn't care.
So,
you know?
So you got to ask yourself, what's her story? What the fuck did you get?
Well, she was the one that made the arrangement to pick up these little chicks, but I think there's more to it. There's a lot more to that.
Exactly.
There's more. We didn't hear half
of
the bullshit. I promise you that, you know. And, you know, why don't we see that fucking flight list? You know? Why don't we see who's been on that fucking Lolita Express? You know what I mean? Why didn't we see that?
You know they kept
a client. Fuck yeah, Yeah, leaders of corporations, senators, presidents. You know, come on, man. You know?
Rothschilds, yeah. She's got to be running scared, man. She's got to be scared.
Yeah.
So.
She ain't running. She's fucking back at the island, too. The madam of it all, the Maxine bitch, whatever her name was. Oh, no. She ain't even seen a fucking day in jail, man. That's all you've seen on TV. That's what they want you to think, that that's what's happening, these motherfuckers. Jeffrey Epstein, the fucking minute that shit went down, he was dead. He was on the table getting fucking surgery done. He became a new guy, new identity, everything. Yeah. I'm telling you. I don't buy that bullshit, you know. But most American people, Jeffrey Epstein's dead. He died. He killed himself because they want you to believe that. You know, do we, I mean, do, do people understand that the mass media don't tell the fucking truth? You know, I mean, how much more do they need to know? You know, these motherfuckers ain't going to tell you the reality of what the truth of it is. You know? I mean, even saying, you know, they're saying they lied about the fucking moon landing. And I swear that Elvis is still alive. But, you know, that's my opinion, you know. Elvis was a fucking freak. Elvis was a freak job, you know.
A couple of years ago, a friend of mine and I got into discussion on what is the biggest black market in the entire world. Is it antiquities, art? What is it? We got to look at, and we were looking at some of the lists. One of them was human trafficking, and I looked at that. Guess who's number three?
We are
listed. Yes.
Yeah.
Why
do you think that border's open? We're talking about Joe Biden. He's a freak anyway. He's been to Epstein Island many, many times. You know what I'm saying? And you know why that border's wide fucking open? What else?
Human trafficking.
Make any sense to you?
Yeah.
So,
none of it does.
Yeah, but most people would deny that. Oh, that's not what's happening, Ron. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Really? Well, tell me something different then, man. You know, and that's what kills me. That some people, they can't. They can't come back with nothing. They can't say a fucking word to me. I call it as I see it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying, I'm not here making shit up. I'm simply just going as what I see. You know, I don't believe nothing the media tells me. They've done proved their fucking lies, you know? And then they try to backpedal back out of their fucking lies a lot of times. Apparently, because, Pete, listen. People's mind spans are like fucking 2 seconds fucking long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yep.
They, you know, I have a fucking memory out of this goddamn world. I can remember shit that happened 20 years ago. I remember something happened when I was 5 years old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe I'm a fucking oddity. I don't give a shit, but I know what I know. You know, it's bullshit.
Well, you can't just shut it out. You can't tell somebody to call them a conspiracy nut and tell them to quit talking about it or else, you know, all the time. And people just don't have the tolerance to listen. Listen, you were lied to. I don't care 20 years ago you were lied to.
But nobody,
what you
most
believe.
People will not look that up, bro. They won't look it up. They're lazy, for one. Alex Jones being the big conspiracy theorist he was. But most of the shit he came up with came true. It was real. You know, like I said, like the Holly talked about me like that shit too. But all the shit I've ever said came up real, you know, came up right. Because we see it. But people will deny because they don't want to take the time out to look it up. They think everything will be okay tomorrow. You know what I mean? Because we always live that persona. You know, shit's going on, but next day it's better. You know what I mean? Bad day today, good day tomorrow. You know, fuck it, whatever. We don't pay attention to shit.
Yeah,
you know, we just don't care.
It doesn't affect them. Yeah, if it doesn't affect them right now,
right.
Gonna...
There's two important things to me in my life as a younger person. TikTok, YouTube, and fucking McDonald's and my telephone. That's it.
Yeah.
Anything else is irrelevant to me. My phone has killed more people than any drunk driver ever did. You know. Then there's the Chinese TikTok.
I heard
I'm going to be a TikTok star.
A TikTok star go viral. I heard this comment or this phrase quite a while ago, actually. But it goes like that. I wonder if you have heard this, too, that your grandfather worked hard, so your father had a better life. And he did.
Uh-huh.
Your father worked hard, so you had a better life. Mm-hmm. And he did. But it becomes so to the fact that our life is so good, we didn't have to work hard and it all falls apart. And now the next generation will have to work as hard as our grandparents did.
Well, I
worked hard
for my life, bro. I'm one that worked my ass off. That's the way my family was.
Yeah.
My dad and my grandparents.
One
thing you don't do is fuck with a German father. My dad was German. My grandparents were German, you know what I mean? And they liked to work a lot. I mean, I was pushing a sycamore at the age of 5. I was shoveling horse shit at the age of 5. You know what I mean? That's how I grew up. That's what made me the man I am today. That's what I'm telling you. My dad taught me more than any college ever did. I got 7 years. You know what I'm saying? I taught my junior year. I wound up teaching basic automotive at a junior college, and they paid me a lot of money to do it because I'm that good. But that, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to be a mechanic. I don't want to be a farmer. You know what I mean? I didn't want those two things that I grew up to be. But I'm the best at it. That's the other fucked up part about it. You never think of that. You know, how could I be so – I'm in a college with professors that are professional mechanics, and they can't figure shit out. But they come to me, and I figure everything out. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Check this out. They got a project in there from General Motors on the 1988 Cadillac Coupe DeVille, okay? This car came with 16 onboard computers. And the problem was if one would burn, they would all fucking cook, all right? Fuck them all up, right? Well, yeah. They had this thing. They was asking the students in this class. I wasn't even in the class. About if they could figure out some way to come up with a fail-safe system to help GM out with this. And you'll win all kinds of tools. You'll win all kinds of, you know, money and all this shit, right? Plus get a job at a Chevrolet dealership and everything, right? Well, I won the contest. Okay, I won. And it was simple. It was a very simple little thing I did to change the fucking fact to keep the computers from cooking. Fusible links. Each computer has a fusible link between them. You follow me?
So they don't want to fusible. Help. Yeah.
You know what a fusible link is, don't you? You know, like a...
Yeah.
You know, a fuse, and there's a... Well, they call them fusible links, but anyway.
Sure.
But it's like a fuse in the middle between each one. Each one has its own individual fuse.
Right.
So if one in the middle cooks, it ain't going to fuck the other ones up on the other sides of it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So GM fell in love with the project. And then the thing was, I wrote up another paper on it. About a year later, I wrote up on the fact that get rid of that 16 onboard and go one computer on board. But the Cadillacs had too much shit. They had to have at least five or six computers on board to operate all the shit in them, you know. So anyway, they gave me a bunch of tools. I got fucking awarded by Big Al Supply, Metco, Snap-on, Craftsman. I got a truckload of fucking tools. I got fucking money out the ass and the job fucking at a dealership. So, but I stayed in school. I didn't do, you know, I didn't sit dealership long. The reason why, well, because I found out the dealership I didn't like and didn't want no part of it. These motherfuckers, this old man came in there with this nice looking old Buick car. Okay. Came in. I watched him hit the clock with the ticket. Okay. You know, they punched the time on the ticket. From when the car hits the floor, it's when the time starts on it, okay? They're charging for that time. Anyway, they didn't touch that car for 3 fucking hours. I'm sitting there behind this big old bear computer system. Because back then, we didn't have laptops and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, this car sat there for 3 hours. I watched it. And they didn't touch it until 3 hours later. And then they billed that guy for that 3 hours. I didn't like that. I didn't like it. You know what I mean? And I brought it up, and the manager said, well, that's just the way it is. And I looked at him, okay, good enough. All right, thank you. So I never came back. Fuck that. No. You know what I mean? That's bullshit. That's robbery. That's just fucking robbery.
It is.
And if you're caught in there, if they would ever raid that place, and you're in that motherfucker, you're going to jail too. You know what I mean? You're part of it.
Yeah, that's true. You're an agent.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. You're part of the bullshit. So that job, fuck them. I didn't need you, you know. I do better playing music at night at the bars, you know, on the weekend. So,
hey, my friend, I've got to take off. I got company showing up here. Appreciate the conversations.
Hey, follow the show. Hang out with us.
Yep, I will. Have a good
evening.
All
right, brother. All right, you have a good night. All right, man. We'll see you later. All right, bud. Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right. One of them nights, gunslinger. You still with me, again?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were taking a nap. That guy seemed kind of interesting.
Yeah,
never heard of him.
Interesting.
I don't understand a team of voices. I don't understand that.
Team
he got a show?
I never heard of it.
I don't either. Me neither myself. I don't know. At least he wasn't a crazy fucker. You know, total retard. You know, we're all a little retarded somewhere along the line. All right. Storm's off with me. Thank Jesus. Thank Jesus. September the 9th, 1969, the first man stepped on the moon, they say.
They claim.
Yeah, they claim. Right. They claim, right. Well, God, I think I'm below this camp, my bro.
1241 here.
Yeah. Same here. So about 20 more minutes for that bucket. I'm getting tired. I've been doing drugs. So go pass the fuck out. All right, bro. Well, I'll try to do it again tomorrow night. Maybe. Don't promise shit with me. You know how I am, man. But I'll try to keep trucking. Yeah, but I got hung up. I've had those two cars. I finally got rid of one, finally got out of the shop, but I still got another one there. We might have to take it on tomorrow, so I don't know. Unless it snows to death, I might do it. Shit. Fuck them. Fuck them, but wait. All right, big gunslinger. I will see you later, my bro. All right? You have a good one.
All right.
We'll see you later.
Later.
All right, bud. See ya.